news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's something we've heard in years past, and this year, no exception. Record holiday travel expected. Americans heading out for Thanksgiving. AAA expects 80 million people to travel at least 50 miles from home, although the weather could complicate things on both coasts.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday. And then the attention is going to shift towards the eastern U.S. as a storm system begins to develop and affect the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley to the east coast, with likely some areas of rain, locally heavy rain, and then there's going to be some potential for snow.
Rich Otto with the National Weather Service. Some workers at North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport have gone on strike in a pay dispute. President-elect Trump has filled his cabinet, choosing those he'd like to have on his team among Mr. Trump's nominees.
Over the weekend, he named former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his agriculture secretary. She was domestic policy chief during his first term. Rollins holds a degree in agricultural development. He's also tapped Russell Vogt in the Office of Management and Budget, Tom Homan as Border Czar, and Stephen Miller for Deputy Chief of Policy.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says now attention turns to Senate confirmation hearings. As is often the case, some of the nominees are controversial, could have a challenging time winning approval. That raises the possibility of recess appointments to get those nominees on board. The United Arab Emirates reporting the arrest of three Uzbek nationals and the killing of an Israeli rabbi. At least one death reported from the crash of a DHL cargo plane in Lithuania. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 302 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 126 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. MediShare is the highest rated health care sharing ministry, and members save up to 50% or more on their monthly health care costs. Here's why now, too. If you join before November 30th and use the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. Could save even more. Call now. It's 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
I'm not sure if this is a broken down vehicle or a minor wreck, but it's on the BW Parkway southbound. It's at the bridge at Hanover Road. There's somebody stopped at least on the right side, and they're looking at it. So it looks like we're getting two lanes by, but the vehicle is stopped on the right shoulder and over against the guardrail. So right now it's more of a visual than anything else. Beltway, good start. All the major interstates are clear. And for right now, we're good to go with the lanes open on both sides of the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Later tonight, we've got a cold front moving through, and that frontal system will bring the rain very late or early Tuesday. Sunshine today will get up to around 58. Rain coming in again very late will fall back to 47. Rain early Tuesday, gradual clearing at 61. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is cool outside right now, and well, after all, it's about time it got cool outside. 35 degrees currently in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, it's 10 degrees warmer. They're 44 degrees downtown. Good morning. It is 6:04 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev at 410-944-3100 or visit them online at aaiaudiology.com. Senator Chris Van Hollen is urging President Biden to use U.S. leverage to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The Maryland Democrat told CBS Face the Nation that the Biden administration should withhold American support for Israel until the country allows more humanitarian aid into Gaza and stops using U.S. weapons in violation of international law. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be joined by law enforcement, state and federal leaders to announce the dismantling of several criminal organizations in the city. There'll be a noon press conference at the Baltimore Police Headquarters today when officials will detail the takedown of four separate violent criminal organizations operating in southwest Baltimore. One person dead, four others wounded after a series of weekend shootings in Baltimore. Two men and a woman shot inside a business, the 5100 block of Park Heights Avenue, just before 7:30 Saturday night. They are in critical but stable condition. And Baltimore County Police investigating a Saturday night shooting in the 5700 block of Baltimore National Pike. Officers responded to the scene around 9:45 p.m., found a 31-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. It's 6:05 at WCVM. Lottery numbers from last night. You pick 3, 375. You pick 4, 6, 9, 4, 7. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, and so it is. The Harbaugh brothers will make history for the third time tonight in Los Angeles when older brother John leads his Ravens into SoFi Stadium to face younger brother Jim's L.A. Chargers, two heavyweights in the AFC. Here's John on the matchup.
It's a tough matchup. It's a very good football team we're playing this week, and they're highly ranked pretty much in every area. Winning football team, very physical, very tough. Extremely well coached.
Of course, it is. The big injury news we're watching is the hamstring of Roquan Smith. He did not practice all week. The middle linebacker listed as questionable. Unlikely that he will play. Meanwhile, yesterday in the NFL, what a wild finish it was in Landover.
Line drive to Turpin, and it bounces through his legs. Here he comes. Devontae Turpin spinning free.
That was a 99-yard kickoff return for Devontae Turpin for Dallas, and you thought the game was pretty much over, but then moments later, here's what happened.
Half a minute, no timeouts. Daniels throws down the sideline for Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is loose. Lightning strikes twice in Washington.
This is unbelievable.
Joe Davis and Greg Olsen with the call on Fox. The miraculous touchdown put the Commanders just a point away, 27-26, from tying the game with less than 30 seconds to play. All they needed was a Austin Seibert PAT.
Seibert's got to have butterflies here for the tie. Low snap. It is no good. And the worst special teams day in history has a fitting finish.
And that was one of the wildest. That was one of the wildest games in NFL history. It wouldn't be over then because Dallas would return an onside kick for a touchdown. 34-26 was the final. Coming up at 6:35, more from the NFL, including a career night for Saquon Barkley. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Gentlemen, morning start drive. Your engines.
Starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is a Monday, November 25th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to Thanksgiving Day week. Your top stories coming up in this hour include a Towson business owner assaulted and threatened with a gun in front of his business.
This is the first time in my life somebody pulled a gun on me, honestly. I didn't know attack him or just run backward or frontward. You know, it was just such a shocking, you know, moment.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Kimberly Strauss all over at the Wall Street Journal says, you know, the Republican senators who didn't show up, they didn't help Donald Trump much.
By the way, Donald Trump can actually manage to make decisions without J.D. Vance by his side every moment of the day.
Well, our top story here today, in about 56 days, actually 57 on the first day after Inauguration Day. Day one, President Trump's going to launch his mass deportation plan, and that is going to include ICE. Local ICE Director Matt Alliston weighs in on local officials like Frederick County's Michael O'Connor, who says he's not going to cooperate.
We refuse to aid and abet outside agencies attempting to detain, deport, or remove any residents from our community.
Now, a lot of people are cooperating, says Elliston, in several counties, but not in Frederick or Anne Arundel County.
A lot of that is due to the cooperation that we have with Montgomery County, Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County.
Now, ICE has arrested a record-breaking 175 sex offenders this fiscal year, eclipsing their previous high of 152 in 2023. And apparently, Michael O'Connor and Stu Pittman are okay with releasing sex offenders, rapists, etc., back into their communities. That's way to go to keep the residents of your counties safe. And Alston says he's got major concerns.
What I'm concerned with is that we go back to what has happened in the past, where people have not seen past the politics of it and have sacrificed public safety in order for political benefit. The only thing that a local, county, or state government really can do to hinder immigration and customs enforcement is to not turn over prisoners, people in jail, for a local crime that their police officers arrested them for.
84% of Marylanders agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, to keep the community safe. 84%. More from Matt Alliston and some of the problems and what they're calling targeted for deportation. And these are for criminals. So we got that coming up in just a second.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:13 Monday morning after a great weekend at the golf course. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker. He's just playing through, folks.
I wish I was. It was too cold to play.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was 37 degrees Saturday morning.
Put some gloves on.
Yeah.
I did, golf gloves.
You use those orange balls.
They were frozen.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm going to say. I hate playing golf when it's cold. Southbound, right tube, right lane, Fort McHenry Tunnel. Not sure exactly what it is yet. Just saw the police department going in there into the right lane. So now the right tube is only one lane to the left. The left tube is open and already a quick backup on 95 going back towards the Keith Avenue ramp. I do not see any traffic coming out so far in the right lane on the south end of the tunnel. So that's going to be a problem already. Broken down vehicle was still on the right shoulder on the BW Parkway southbound. It's at Hanover Road. It's not a big deal. It's just there on the right side with the flashers on. If you're in the southwestern part of the city, there's a fire call now. They're actually saying there is some smoke and some fire in a building, Wilkins Avenue at Payson Street. And again, that's over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast for your Thanksgiving week. We start off sunny and 58 today, 47. We got some, for the low tonight, rain moving in later on this evening or early tomorrow morning. Then it'll clear up gradually. A little warmer, 61. And looks to be partly sunny, 54 on Wednesday. Right now, 38 and clear in the city, 41 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. While not living up to the box office numbers of Barbenheimer, Glickid or Wikiator apparently did really well. That is the
Wikiator,
Wicked and Gladiator, number one and number two at the box office this weekend. Apparently, Gladiator 2 is getting rave reviews. Did you see the first one?
Oh, I loved the first
one. Yeah, the first one was really good.
I loved it.
Yeah, so now
The special effects when they had him in the Colosseum and the animals came out from the trap door, though, that was amazing.
Yeah, it's sort of like a morning meeting at traffic team.
Pretty much, yeah. When Chuck comes out of that trap door, you got to watch out for Chuck's trap door, folks. That's all I'm saying.
I couldn't figure out why the guy had white pants on when that happened. Right after the animals came out, he had brown pants on.
That'll do it. Yeah. Tesla's the leading cause of accidents, according to a new survey, mostly from drivers who obviously can't take their eyes off that big computer screen in the middle of the console there. New statement out from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un suggests the bromance with Donald Trump is over. Apparently, he's really jealous of Elon Musk. According to new accounting figures, King Charles III's elaborate coronation cost the taxpayers of Great Britain $90 million. Mm-hmm. And just wait, because in the near future, I'm sure what it's going to cost to coronate Prince William. It's going to probably double that. New administration may cut all the funding for Planned Parenthood. The Doge, led by Elon and Vivek, are calling it a Doge vasectomy.
Or Dogectomy?
A vasectomy. A Dogectomy. UFC boss Dana White says he's done with presidential politics and referred to it as disgusting. Said he can no longer stomach the sight of two people beating the living crap out of each other, so he's going back to something less violent. MMA fighting in the UFC. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's homes were recently burglarized, but one of Travis Kelce's stolen watches was found 1,400 miles away in Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow.
Yeah. They're worried now that Kelce's next Super Bowl ring may have been stolen 1,000 miles away in Buffalo, New York a couple of Sundays ago after the Bills took him to task. Sad news, Trump supporter and rock-solid conservative game show host Chuck Woolery passed away yesterday at the age of
83.
83? He originally hosted several game shows, including Wheel of Fortune and this one called Love Connection back in, 1983 to 1994.
This is Francie. She's divorced and ready for marriage again. Which one of these men did she choose? Which one would our audience choose? Now, here to tell us more about Love Connection is our host, Chuck Woolery.
We've compiled a videotape library of hundreds of attractive and available single people. We select some of those singles and we show them three videotapes. They choose the one they're most attracted to and go out on a date. Then they come here and they tell us what happened on their date. So to begin, let's meet a woman who says she's irresponsible, loves to be in love. Please welcome Francie Wallace. Francie.
I need something really romantic. Someone that smokes and drinks cigarettes. And, I mean,
smokes
cigarettes
and drinks cigarettes. Yeah.
And drinks cocktails and can lift me.
That was obviously a different era.
Yeah.
Yeah, very. No more swiping right, swiping left. Did you know that he was actually in a top 40 band?
I did not know that.
He was in two bands, the Bordermen and another band called Avant Garde. And they had one hit. It was called Naturally Stoned. And this is Chuck Woolery. I had never heard this before before now. Of course, you have to almost die before you learn the entire biography of somebody. But in this case, he actually did die. But here's the song that was top 40 with Chuck Woolery singing the lead.
They say grow up, put
put your mind on what you have to do. But I know I can never make it, baby, without you. I can get a good vibration when I put my mind on you alone. I can get a real sensation, feel like I'm naturally stoned.
Like describes Chuck every day for reports to work. Naturally stoned.
Naturally.
Chuck Woolery, though, a great conservative. He did a podcast with a couple of other guys in the last 3-4 years. They talked about the conservative family values, and he was a major, major Trump supporter and a great guy. And he will be missed at
Can
the
you
age.
Imagine if I was stoned on the air more so than I am now.
Yes, more so. I'm glad you clarified that. More so than he is now. Yeah.
Not good practice.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I didn't say I had to practice. I'm good at it.
Yes, he is. He's got it all up here. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 620, 20 minutes after the hour. The best in the morning drive is available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way, too.
And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the coasts of Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Jersey.
The small communities of Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania.
To the dense forests of New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York, and historic Washington, D.C. We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Little personal story, real briefly. Little personal story. Yesterday, my son had a Friendsgiving meal at his house in Canton. Before that, I had had my grandfather's carving set. It's all sharpened. My grandfather gave it to my father, who gave it to me, and I passed it along to Rob, to my son. And there's some kind of, I don't know, it's like a kind of a cool thrill seeing the fourth generation with the same carving set go at the turkey. First of all, it's a great turkey, but secondly, it's just kind of fun to see there's the old horn-handled carving set. See him go at it. It was a moment of real happiness for me.
Did you actually use the carving set?
Oh, he did. Oh, I did.
No, did you?
Oh, yeah. I used it. Yeah, I'd had it sharpened and used it. I think my dad did, too. It's just fourth generation, though. You know, grandfather, father, me, him.
Well, that sounds like a very nice gesture. Moment. It's unlike Chuck Whitaker, who actually has someone to cut his meat for him.
Yeah, well, it's understandable. It's better, though. It used to be in a blender. 623, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
I went to New Teeth now. I got some new choppers.
Teeth R Us?
I went to the Teeth Warehouse.
Well, the one in West Virginia, the Tooth Warehouse.
Yes. Well, that's true.
After all that.
There's always a positive side. It only takes you a minute to brush one tooth. You know?
That's where the toothbrush was invented. Otherwise, it would have been teeth brush.
What a doll you are, Mr. Elliott. This what a living doll. The right lane of the right tube is still blocked at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Broken down vehicle is what they're saying. It's inside the tube, so they still have the red X in the right lane. That's a problem, so we're already backing up now towards O'Donnell Street, and then the word gets out way back up into Rosedale that there's a problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So 895 now begins to back up as you're moving south from Eastern Avenue and from the O'Donnell Street ramp. That's an active fire call. I think the battalion chief said they just knocked it down, but in the meantime, they're still out there. Wilkins Avenue at Payson Street over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunny today, 58. Tonight's low, 47. Maybe some rain. Right now, clear, 36 in Forest Hill, 38 in Glen Burnie. We're talking with about the Baltimore ICE Field Office Director, Matt Elliston, who's been a guest on our show in the past. And he basically, you know, some of these jurisdictions will not, including Frederick County, Anne Arundel County, and there are others that are struggling, like Howard County, but some are refusing to turn over known criminals in their jails to ICE in order to process them, to deport them out of the country, and make sure that they're not released back out of the communities. And Elliston says, look, their only concern here is to make these communities safer.
Instead of us, you know, chasing people around the state, they're now transferring those sex offenders directly to us in jail, which makes the whole process much safer for the community, safer for my officers, and much more efficient.
Yeah, what point do you think these folks would say, we're not going to give you violent criminals? What point are they making? We'd rather have them here in our jurisdiction?
Yeah, and they're talking about working with law enforcement. You know, they're not going to be, you know, into the communities. They're not social workers. They're not out there. They just want to work with local law enforcement to remove dangerous elements. Gangbangers, just go ask, Patty Morin, the mother of Rachel, and Tammy Nobles, the mother of Kayla Hamilton, if they think that they should be working the local law enforcement with ICE.
Now, that does not mean that everyone, you know, will get a pass. It's just we won't be, you know, specifically going out looking for those people. If we come across them in another scenario, you know, we may end up taking action. We won't be like, you know, out doing some sort of large dragnet. ICE does targeted enforcement operations, and we will continue to do targeted enforcement operations.
Yeah, and these are targeted towards the criminal element. Yeah. The more violent, if they run across somebody who's here in the country illegally, well, that's their job. They'll remove them, but they're not, as he put it, doing this dragnet where they're going out trying to sweep up everybody in it.
We are not asking to work with social services. We are not asking to work, you know, to identify some sort of victim thing. We don't do that. We want to continue working with police departments to make Maryland the safest place we can make it. And the idea that you would create legislation to prohibit that, it's just not smart. It's dangerous.
Yeah, Elliston went on to say he plans on going to the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Good luck with that. Run by progressive Marxists, this and next session to push for a new statewide policies that would ensure all jurisdictions turn their inmates over to ICE. I mean, we're talking about the most violent. They've been in jail. Obviously, they've been arrested. They've been detained. And, you know, why release them back into the communities at large? That is the question. Mark in Baltimore.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, go Ravens tonight. Also, I wish you and all your listeners a happy kosher Thanksgiving holiday later this week. Here's a question I have for you. Can the federal government order the with the cooperation, if the Maryland government wants to cooperate, the Maryland National Guard to help carry out these deportations, if the counties, some of the counties you just mentioned don't want to, or whatever, what the Maryland National Guard empowered to do that type of thing, or what can they do or not do?
Well, to my knowledge, my understanding, they cannot order local law enforcement to cooperate with them. They can remove federal funding for some of these departments. They can bring in the National Guard if President Trump declares a national emergency. And they will help law enforcement do the job. But they could also charge anybody that stands in the way of federal law enforcement with aiding and abetting and committing crimes. And that might be the next step. A little bit later on the show, we'll hear from the mayor of Denver, who's vowing he's willing to go to jail before he cooperates with the feds on removing dangerous and violent criminals from the streets of Denver, Colorado.
That must be so comforting for the citizens of Denver to know that their mayor, rather than handing over violent criminals for their just desserts, is going to say, oh, no, we don't want that to happen. I'll go to jail instead. Well, just put him in Gen Pop, all right? If you're going to do that, go ahead and put him in prison. Put him in Gen Pop. See if he feels the same way after a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and just when you go back and look at what was unleashed on the American people by the Biden-Harris administration, millions. Not every single one, obviously, but there are significant. You speak about Denver. Well, not too far from Denver in Aurora, you have the Tren de Aragua, brutal, violent gang taking over some of those apartment complexes there. We saw the videos of that.
How they blew it off. Well, it's just a couple of apartment complexes.
Yeah, well, the TDA.
Fine, unless it's your apartment complex.
By the way, that's from Venezuela, and you've got MS-13, which is from the Northern Triangle. But the TDA from Venezuela is brutal, and they are morphing. They're metastasizing across the country, all the way in New York. We had Sheriff Chuck Jenkins on last week. He said they're in Montgomery and Prince George's counties. That means they'll be in your county soon. That's why now more than ever, we need ICE to do their job, and we need counties to cooperate with ICE. It's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. One person dead, four others wounded after a series of weekend shootings in Baltimore. Two men and a woman shot inside a business. The 5100 block of Park Heights Avenue just before 7:30 Saturday night. They're in critical but stable condition. A man died at a hospital after he was shot in the 5500 block of Hamlin Avenue at around 8:15 Saturday night. A 33-year-old man hospitalized after he was shot in the leg at around 9:30 Saturday night in the 5400 block of Radicke Avenue. Baltimore County Police investigating a Saturday night shooting in the 5700 block of Baltimore National Pike. Officers responded to the scene at around 9:45 p.m., found a 31-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition. Anyone with information as to please call police. 12 and 15-year-old boys are arrested in Baltimore City. A 12-year-old, 15-year-old on stolen auto charges over the weekend. Police say the boys allegedly stole a car late Saturday night in the 3400 block of Piedmont Avenue. Officers of the Regional Auto Theft Task Force quickly spotted the vehicle, while Foxtrot and County Aviation assisted. Both of the suspects tried to bail. Officers able to take them both into custody. And the executive director and founder of Blacks on the Chesapeake has passed away at the age of 71. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley says Vincent Leggett was a tireless advocate for preserving the legacy of black watermen, and his efforts to honor their history and share their stories left an indelible mark on the community and beyond. And the Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office says around 20,000 chickens unfortunately passed away in a fire on the Eastern Shore at an Eastern Shore farm. Officials say the blaze at the commercial chicken house on New Hope Road in Willards caused an estimated losses of $175,000. 6:32 in 1 minute. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your glass half full or half empty? When it comes to life's important conversations and planning for you and your family's future, perspective is everything. Estate planning is one of those essential discussions commonly viewed as difficult or uncomfortable. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stouffer Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our estate planning attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3-375, your pick 4-6947, and now at 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the broken down vehicle in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel cleared at 625, so those lanes are back open again, and that is recovering. 95 only backed up to around the O'Donnell Street Eastern Avenue area, and that's going to recover, but 895 took a hit. That's backed up towards Pulaski Highway right now, and I'm not sure that's going to recover, so we'll keep an eye on that. 20 to 25 now, if it stays that way at the Old Harbor Tunnel, maybe 10, 12 minutes right now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's a new wreck in Pikesville, just south of the Beltway, Reisterstown Road at Naylor's Lane. City Fire still on the scene. They're working on a house fire at Wilkins Avenue at Payson Street over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Later tonight, we've got a cold front moving through, and that frontal system will bring the rain very late or early Tuesday. Sunshine today will get up to around 58. Rain coming in again very late will fall back to 47. Rain early Tuesday, gradual clearing in 61. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Chargers tonight, a huge game with playoff implications in the AFC. Multiple storylines here. First, to Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh on the Brothers Communication this week.
We've texted each other like we have other weeks, and you know, wished him a good week. He wished me a good week, and that's, now we're focusing on the game.
His brother John on the hype.
Two teams squaring off. In a really important game, you know, and that's really what it's going to be about. It's going to be about the guys out there playing the game. It takes a lot of courage to play this game, man. It takes an incredible amount of toughness to play this game.
And then there's the battle of the quarterbacks. Justin Herbert for L.A. on where his team is at this point in the season.
You know, six or seven games, I believe. And to understand that that's, you know, that's roughly a college football season. That's a lot of games. And to be where we want to be, to keep going where we want to go, you know, this is the most important stretch.
And then there's Lamar facing a bunch of his former teammates tonight.
I was going to get it after it, but I don't have to try to stop those guys, so I'm not worried about it. You know, I'm going to be worried about putting points on the board. But it's going to be great to see those guys. I just don't want to have a good game against us.
Baltimore, a three-point favorite tonight, will most likely do it without the services of inside linebacker Roquan Smith, a hamstring injury listed as questionable. It would be the first game he's missed in a Ravens uniform. Meanwhile, last night in the NFL, what a game for Saquon.
A six-yard shy of a career high for rushing yards.
Mike Tirico with a call on NBC, and he's right on all counts. Saquon Barkley, not one, but two 70-yard touchdown runs in the game. 255 yards on the ground, over 300 from scrimmage, as the Eagles beat the Rams in L.A. 37-20, the final. Barkley, and not Derrick Henry, on pace to break the all-time single-season rushing record. And oh, by the way, the Eagles come to Baltimore next Sunday at 4:25. College football over the weekend, Maryland beaten by Iowa in College Park. 29-13, ending Maryland's hope for a bowl. The Terps, after starting 3-1, fall to 4-7. Elsewhere, Towson scores 24 points in the fourth quarter. They beat Campbell 45-23. The Tigers finish at 7-5. Morgan State beats Howard 35-21. D3 Stevenson loses in the ECAC Championships 21-18 to Morrisville. The high school football playoff review coming up at 7:35. College basketball yesterday, big early season win for the Terps.
Do you own a business?
No,
do you want to attract new customers to your business?
It pushes off for space. Back iron, no good, and Maryland gets the one-point win.
Call on ESPN. Terps overcame a 14-point late first-half deficit to get the win. Derek Queen, the man again, 22 points, 11 rebounds. The kid is only a freshman. The Terps are now 5-1. Locally, Towson over Morgan State, 64-60 was the final. NBA last night, the Pacers beat the Wiz, 115-103. Wizards now have lost 11 in a row, and at 2-13 have the worst record in the league. Time now is 6:37. When we return, what a day it was in the NFL.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Sean, I know you're, you're going to say you're a Redskins fan.
Yes.
That was a crazy, crazy game yesterday in D.C.
It was probably the worst loss in history. The only one that would compare is the Clint Longley touchdown pass
Thanksgiving Day.
Yep. That one was brutal. But that one yesterday was just, they'll learn from it, hopefully.
You know, most people don't pay attention to special teams, but the special teams failures yesterday by the Commanders.
Cowboys.
And the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Two kickoff returns for touchdowns, right. A blocked field goal, a missed extra point.
A blocked punt.
A blocked punt.
Two missed extra points.
Right, yeah. Two missed extra points.
That spin around for that run back after the kick was...
Yeah, that spin was unbelievable.
Well, yeah. Coach Dan Quinn, maybe he got lost in the emotion, former Cowboys defensive coordinator. He had an opportunity. It's 27-26 after that Terry McLaurin 86-yard touchdown pass to go for two, knowing that he had his kicker was struggling,
hurt,
that he was hurt. And he said never even considered it.
Well, I mean, and in his defense, the kicker did kick a 51-yard field goal, Seibert.
He did.
So maybe he had some confidence in him there.
But again, it's a mixed bag. So yeah, let's see. It was an awful loss. Bad loss.
At least you got the Stags last night.
Got the Stags. Way to go, DeMatha.
We'll talk about that at 7:30.
Right. Thanks, Gary. 6:30.
Important game, yeah.
21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
We talked about this some last week, Sean, and that is that there are judges who are being put on the bench, and many of these are lifetime appointments to the bench, that are Democrat judges because Republican senators weren't showing up for work. They had other things to do that were far more important. Kimberly Strassel from the Wall Street Journal took them to task.
If those senators had shown up, that judge would not have been confirmed. And yes, that testy note, he wasn't even apologetic. He said, well, I tend to think being there to choose an FBI director is more important than this. Actually, it's not. And by the way, Donald Trump can actually manage to make decisions without J.D. Vance by his side every moment of the day.
Oh, she just ripped Vance for not showing up all son of a gun. Vance and, of course, others did show up for the next vote.
There were a couple more judges that got through still because of absences, but I would note that J.D. Vance showed up, Marco Rubio showed up, that there was much better attendance. But they need, I mean, when you have a Senate that is this closely balanced, even when you have a Democrat that is voting against these people, you must have full Republican attendance.
She points out something of simple math, actually. Since these are lifetime appointments, what she notes is that a judge that is put on now by the Democrats is a judge that cannot be put in place by Donald Trump. That position is filled for life. So the idea somehow that, you know, being somewhere else is more important than making sure the judicial system doesn't continue to lean way left, that's kind of a weak argument.
Not only are these judges being put in those positions, but each one that is a position he doesn't get to pick and fill.
Yeah, period.
Well, they're for life unless they're impeached.
Right.
They can be impeached, and that's the only way they can be removed from the bench. But there was a deal cut in the Senate late last week with all of this back and forth about, being judges, the GOP going AWOL. And the deal was, go ahead and fill your 12 district court vacancies, and then we get four on the circuit court, which is the higher court. So I don't know if that's even fair or equitable, and I'd have to look and see, but it seems to me it's not, because these are 12 district court appointments for life versus four, which is the higher court. So, again, that was the deal cut to make. And of course, now Schumer and the rest of the they're licking their chops. They're saying, remember when you guys chastise us over the Dirty Harry getting rid of the filibuster for the judicial nominations, and that blew up in their face. They're warning now that this deal will blow up in the Republicans' face.
Wow.
And that's the reason why you got to get rid of the rhinos. Mitch McConnell, John Thune, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, John Curtis. You know, there are literally 10 to 12 of these individuals that I think that if they do what I think they're going to do to Trump nominees going forward for confirmation, then Elon Musk, rightfully so, is going to pour money into primarying all of these rhinos in 26.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing. That'll help get a more conservative U.S. senator for those individual states. More power to them. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. About a half an hour ago, we had a broken down vehicle in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Was there for about 15, 18 minutes or so, just enough, long enough there that it backed us up, and now 95 is backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and now 895 is sitting still all the way back at Moravia Road. So 25 minutes going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, only because they have four lanes moving southbound, and everybody else on 895, they just have to ride it out now from that area of Moravia Road, and they only have two lanes to deal with on the southbound side of 895. So very slow there already. We're moving. That's about it. It's not going to improve anytime soon with the heavy traffic in the area. There's a report of an accident. I haven't seen it yet. I-70 west of the Beltway. If it's there right now, it's not a problem. I haven't spotted it yet between there and Route 29, but we'll continue looking on the westbound side.
Hey, Chuck. Paul, yes. Paul Timonium says, good morning, guys. There's an accident on 95 south about a mile north of Route 43. Left lane closed, FYI. So.
Thank you,
Paul, for...
Change the camera while we're sitting here yakking.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you the Weather Channel forecast while Chuck is checking that out. Sunny today, high of 58. Tonight, 47. Maybe some rain moving into the area. And right now, it is a clear morning. 37 in Parkville and 37 in Severn.
Got it.
All right.
Southbound, right after the bridge at Joppa Road.
All right, there you have it, folks. Thank you, Paul.
We'll back us up from the Harford County line. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's a good way to start the day anyway. Yeah. White Castle. Mm-hmm. They now claim that they have the perfect Thanksgiving stuffing recipe.
Did you know if you take original White Castle sliders with no pickle, cut or tear them into small pieces, add finely diced celery, black pepper, thyme, and sage, pour in chicken stock, and toss all of that together really well. Then spread it into a casserole dish and bake it at 350 degrees for 35 minutes or until done. You get the most unexpectedly delicious stuffing and the dish that will disappear first at your Thanksgiving gathering.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
I would be willing to try that, although maybe not this year, but in the near future. I hate introducing anything new because we're hosting again this year.
Yeah.
We got about 15 to 18 people coming, so it is a big event. And I'm very reluctant to try anything new. If someone wants to bring a side, that's fine.
All right.
But I'm not trying anything new.
This is something new for you. This is made by a company called Undercover. All right, here, this is for you.
Okay.
This is quinoa. I'm not even sure what quinoa is.
It's a protein.
Okay, there you go. It's healthy then. It's a dark chocolate-covered quinoa.
And you bought this for what reason?
For this bit.
Oh, right for this now. Bit. Okay. And you want me to taste it now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is wrong.
No.
Tastes like a Rice Krispie.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Hey,
so what are the other horses eating this morning?
Not bad.
We're healthier now.
You know, much healthier.
I should have said jackasses instead of horses.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, vote of confidence is well received.
Did your mother tell you not to talk with your mouth full?
Right.
Come on now.
Long John Silver's Lobster Bites are back for a limited time for the 2024 holiday season, joined by a new red velvet cheesecake. Lobster Bites. Like little chicken nuggets.
Lobsters do bite.
Hershey's has unwrapped the sweetest gift everyone wants this holiday season. They have all their new, and they got the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup trees, the Kit Kat Santas, and Twizzlers as well. So you can get all their candies just in time that are Christmas-themed for your stocking stuffers. Okay. Taco Bell now testing a new crispy chicken burrito and taco. And saving the best for last, Kraft Mac and Cheese has got a newest flavor innovation. And question, would you try it? And here it is. Kraft Mac and Cheese everything bagel flavor.
Yeah, I probably would, actually.
Probably, yeah. I think that might
work. Yeah, try it. And I'll see. Yeah. But again, you could have the mac and cheese as a side and have your own everything bagel. And, and but this is all in one
that's
box.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Does it have quinoa in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now getting the aftertaste of the quinoa. So it's not as good as I once thought.
It's like eating a shoe, isn't it?
It was. Yes, it kind of crept up on me.
It's a fillet of sole and heel.
Yes. All right, Chuck.
I think you're pretty good, actually.
That's not bad. All right, we'll see you in a couple. Oh,
yeah. You can tell that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
He's not bad. Quickly, change the subject. Talk about something else. I freaking hate that stuff.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Wait, is that a full bag that you bought? Or is it like 10 of those in there? Brad, how much did you pay for that?
I don't know.
No.
Stole it.
Yeah. It's 120 calories per serving.
Yeah.
And
how many servings? Two, three, four?
Three servings per container.
Okay.
So that's actually, you can eat a lot of these things.
Yeah.
So that's.
You could. I thought it was decent. You could eat the whole bag.
Yeah. I think
somebody has to.
Yeah. Oh, Quinoa Casey, there he is.
Oh, Quinoa Casey, thank you, Butterball. Yeah. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Your big holiday's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I'm getting ready for my little pop-up now.
Turkey's out there saying, something strange is going on. The farmer just unfriended me on Facebook.
That's good.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Again, so there are folks over at MSNBC who are basically up for sale. And Elon Musk is talking about buying them.
Would that be fun?
That would be very interesting.
Yes.
And they're saying that he would rename it MSXBC or something like that. X for Twitter.
Yeah.
But who knows? You'd have to clean. He'd bring Joe Rogan in and do a bit.
Yeah
so we'll see. He spent a lot of money on X. And thank God he did. But, again, he's in a position to do that. He overpaid for it. What did he pay, like $40 billion? Was that what it was?
I don't know. I remember looking at it and saying, well, that's more than I make in a week and a half.
That's incredible. All right, 6:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up next, we'll take a look at a Towson business owner assaulted and threatened with a gun. We'll tell you why in just a moment.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, they've joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing. There's great financing available, by the way, from both shops. Call Glen Burnie Transmission 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or you can call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from the Trusted Lab is lab tested and all natural, and now take an extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The president is pitching an array of tax hikes targeting corporations, wealthy Americans, but the steeper taxes could weigh in on an already fragile U.S. economy, according to the Tax Foundation. This is all about wealth distribution. By the way, in spite of a Supreme Court decision, Biden did cancel yet another $6 billion in student loans. That means you and your family will pay for that. How does that make you feel?
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, 8 minutes out before the hour. 7 o'clock, coming up top of the hour. Trans activist threatens violence. We have our MAGA update for you today. We'll also take a look. The Trump cabinet is almost complete.
Yeah.
And so we'll take a look at the best picks. And there are a couple of questionable picks. And we'll take a look at some of those. We hear from Matt Gaetz as part of that update and what his future plans are as well. And that's all coming up in the next 45 minutes or so here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
By the way, one of the choices just to happen, by the way, is over this weekend is Brooke Rollins is now been nominated to head the Agriculture Department. He is the chief executive of America
she.
for... executive of American First Policy Institute, which is a think tank created to promote President-elect Donald Trump's agenda. And one of the thoughts is the focus here is going to be to make sure that the Chinese are not able to buy up any more land next to U.S. military bases.
Yeah, that would be great. She's from Texas originally.
Sure, yeah. And, sorry for misgendering her.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You could be brought up on charges.
Or I actually misgendered her, come to think of it. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Mr. Studley himself, Chuck Whitaker. That's $5, Chuck, I told you, every time I say that.
Stand by the mailbox and watch for it.
Right.
Southbound 95, the wreck after the bridge at Chopper Road, cleared from the left-hand lane. See a couple of vehicles now on the right side, I think, with the troopers there. So I think they moved from the left-hand side over to the right shoulder. Anybody south from the Harford County line coming in towards White Marsh, that's the reason for the backup. And now they just switched the camera. So it looks like things should loosen up. We'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, all of our delays have been there. We've had a lot of problems this morning early at both the Harbor Tunnels. The backup on 95 now has actually gotten a little bit better for that traffic coming south through that area. Let me go over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's still a little bit slow going into both the tunnels southbound. And 895 at one point, let's see where it is now, has cleared from Moravia Road. And now the backup on 895 is right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So slow recovery. Barring any new problems, we may continue to get better. And we'll go back and check on that in 15 minutes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny today and 58, 47 for the low, with some rain moving in later this evening, early tomorrow, then gradual clearing, 61. It's partly sunny, 54 on Wednesday. Right now, clear 38 in Middle River, 36 in Ellicott City. So over the weekend, my wife needed to return something at Nordstrom's. And so she said, well, you just want to go over to Towsontown.
Yeah.
I said, no, not really. It's the first time, because, you know, let's face it, parking is a nightmare there. There's been a lot of illegal activity. There have been some wildings. There have been some crime is on the rise in Towson. So we decided to go to Columbia instead. Which I deemed to be a little bit safer.
Okay.
But there's been issues there, but not as much as Towson. We've had it again. This time in the heart of downtown Towson, a restaurant owner. The restaurant is called Curb. Masoud Atari's is apparently caught several individuals using the wall of his business as a urinal. And decided to confront them, and here is what he said happened next.
I see there's two gentlemen here, one of them trying to urinate on the corner.
It's $500 ticket, bro.
And once he punched me, I grabbed him from his hoodie. We rolled down and I fall in between the two cars. He was on top of me, I was holding him. And then his other partner attacked my co-workers. I'm glad I'm okay.
Well, the incident left him battered and bruised, and this brazen crime is just the latest incident in Towson. According to the latest data from Baltimore County, 360 assaults have been reported in the area of this restaurant in the heart of downtown Towson. And Atari's says that, again, it's lucky that some other people, other passers-by, came to his defense because of the, you know, after he initially confronted the suspect, he pulled a gun on him.
While I'm trying to, you know, get a hold of them, he finished his business, and as I'm turning, he punched me in the face. Once he got the chance to get free to run away, I tried to chase him. That was the time he pulled the gun out, and he was like, do you want one?
Wow.
Yeah, and so, and again, I saw the video of this. The two individuals looked like they could be college age, like maybe early, you know, first year in college, second year college, or they could be high schoolers. But again, we have this ongoing juvenile problem. Now, we're almost a month in, Bruce, to the new juvenile reform laws.
It's working perfectly.
Yeah, and again, just look at a glance at the headlines. Juvenile carjacking arrests raise doubts about the new accountability laws in Baltimore. The arrest of a 12 and 15-year-old for armed carjacking, which is not a violent crime, by the way, in the state of Maryland. Armed carjacking, not a violent crime. Do you remember the carjacking that bad down in D.C. a couple of years ago? They dragged the guy to his death, a couple of 14-year-old girls. But that's not violent. Not in the state of Maryland, not here in Baltimore. Police said the juveniles carjacked someone in South Baltimore before being arrested after bailing from the vehicle. Police took the juveniles to the Juvenile Justice Center for a detention referral. However, DJS placed the pair on ankle monitors. We don't know if they were GPS or not. And guess who was in the Commanders/Redskins box at Northwest Stadium over the weekend? It was Governor Moore. Governor Moore was there with all sorts of people, Jay-Z, RG3, etc. But two prominent juvenile justice reform individuals. One, I think, is called the Reform Alliance, if I'm not mistaken. They were there seen with the governor, and these are people who are cut out of the mold of Vinny Schiraldi. That they think that you can't commit a crime under the age of 25. Your brain isn't fully developed, and you should bend over backwards to let these people go. Just give them a slap on the wrist and let them go. So it doesn't seem as if the governor is too serious about accountability for juveniles when he appoints somebody like Vincent Schiraldi, and then you've got these kinds of individuals that were in, I guess, a private suite or something. I don't know if the governor has one down there or not, but...
I'm not sure.
I know he has one at M&T Bank. I think there is a governor's suite.
Probably as a courtesy or something.
Yeah, I think there is. But I knew it. I knew the Maryland Stadium Authority, as part of that deal, put it in place where I think it's the mayor has a suite and the governor has a suite. I'm not sure at now Northwest Stadium if that's the deal, because taxpayers only paid for the infrastructure going into that stadium, not the whole kit and caboodle. All right, still to come in the next hour, of course, trans activists threatening violence. We have your latest MAG update and more here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, so stick with us here. It is coming up on 7 o'clock here on WCBM.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As tens of millions of Americans take to the air, hit the roads, or ride the rails to their Thanksgiving destinations this week, from west to east, the weather could pose a challenge, to say the least.
In California, where a person was found dead in a vehicle submerged in floodwaters over the weekend, authorities braced for more precipitation while grappling with flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday.
He says the East Coast could see snow and rain for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
Complaining of low pay, airport workers at North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport are making good on their threat to strike.
One of the companies involved, ABM, issued a statement last week saying that they would take steps to minimize disruptions from any demonstrations, acknowledging that they were aware of the planned demonstration over the busy holiday travel season.
Correspondent Leah Skeen says the strikers work for companies hired by American Airlines to clean airplane interiors, remove trash, and provide wheelchair escorts. Attention now turning to the upcoming Senate confirmation hearings, now that President-elect Trump has rounded out his cabinet picks. They're accused of murdering an Israeli rabbi. Three Uzbek nationals under arrest in the United Arab Emirates. The 28-year-old ultra-Orthodox rabbi ran a grocery store in the city of Dubai. Reports of a draft ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Russian media report the arrest of a 22-year-old British national, former member of the British military, who was said to be fighting the Russians in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 312 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Later tonight, we've got a cold front moving through, and that front...
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
There is some slowing on 95 South if you're coming down from Hartford County towards White Marsh. The cleanup on this wreck is in the right shoulder area right at the bridge at Chopper Road. So they're looking at it, and they might be crowding the right lane just a bit to see some of the traffic getting out of the right lane because there is a wrecker in that area. So we're going to be slow down from the Hartford County line. After that, you're clear through the Beltway, and then the heavy traffic again on the way in with the lanes open, but definitely busy southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Later tonight, we've got a cold front moving through, and that frontal system will bring the rain very late or early Tuesday. Sunshine today will get up to around 58. Rain coming in again very late. We'll fall back to 47. Rain early Tuesday. Gradual clearing in 61. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 36 degrees. Also 36 in Hunt Valley on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Senator Chris Van Hollen is urging President Biden to use U.S. leverage to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. He told Face the Nation yesterday that the Biden administration should withhold American support for Israel until the country allows more humanitarian aid into Gaza and stops using U.S. weapons in violation of international law. Brandon Scott will be joined by law enforcement, state, and federal leaders to announce a dismantling of several criminal organizations in the city. There'll be a noon press conference at the Baltimore Police Headquarters when officials will detail the takedown of four separate violent criminal organizations. One person dead, four others wounded after a series of weekend shootings in Baltimore. Two men and a woman shot inside a business, 5100 block of Park Heights Avenue, just before 7:30 Saturday night. They were in critical but stable condition. Man died at a hospital after he was shot in the 5500 block of Hamlin Avenue at around 8:15 Saturday night. 33-year-old man hospitalized after he was shot in the leg at around 9:30 Saturday night in the 5400 block of Reddick Avenue. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number, 375. Pick 4, 6947. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All eyes on the Ravens' defense tonight in Los Angeles without the services of Roquan Smith, potentially. As the Ravens take on the Chargers, the defense held Pittsburgh to just 18 points a week ago and out of the end zone despite the loss. Questions posed to Kyle Hamilton last week was, can they build on that come tonight against L.A.?
Yeah, I think it's easier said than done. And, you know, it's something that we kind of got caught up saying against Buffalo. And then coming up the next week and not doing. And so I included, as well as everybody else in the building, definitely doesn't want that.
Ravens still statistically with the worst pass defense in the NFL, but in primetime, Baltimore is 42-18 in the Harbaugh era. That is the best record in the league. Speaking of the best, how about Saquon Barkley last night?
6 yards shy of a career high for rushing yards, and he's got it!
Great call by Mike Tirico on NBC. Saquon Barkley, not one, but two 70-yard touchdown runs in the game. 255 on the ground, over 300 from scrimmage as the Eagles beat the Rams 37-20. Barkley and not Derrick Henry now on pace to break the all-time single-season rushing record. And oh, by the way, Baltimore and Philadelphia next week at M&T Bank Stadium. On the hardwood, Maryland comes back from 14 down to beat Villanova 76-75, and the Wizards' misery continues. They lost their 11th straight, this time to the Pacers. Auto racing, Max Verstappen celebrated his fourth Formula One World Championship despite finishing fifth in Vegas on Saturday night. Good enough to clinch the crown with two races left. Coming up at 7:35, volleyball takes center stage in the Mountain West. And that is Stein on Sports.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at their shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We wonder if one of those violent criminal organizations that Mayor Scott is holding a press conference is going to be Safe Streets. Thanks, Marty, for suggesting that. We know it's not going to be TDA, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
Nikki Haley says you just can't trust Tulsi Gabbard.
This is not a place for a Russian, Iranian, Syrian, Chinese sympathizer.
Wow.
DNI has to analyze real threats.
And at 7:35, we'll take a look at completing the Trump cabinet. And will the Democrats come after Pam Bondi next?
The Department of Justice, the prosecutors will be prosecuted, the bad ones. The investigators will be investigated. Because the deep state, last term for President Trump, they were hiding in the shadows. But now they have a spotlight on them, and they can all be investigated.
They can indeed, and they should, by the way. But that might cause a couple of bumps along the way to her her nomination being confirmed. But let's start with this hour, if you could. Remember this story from last week out of San Jose State? Turns out there was a trans player on the women's volleyball team. The assistant coach, a woman named Melissa Beatty Smooze, objected to this. She went public with this information. And she got suspended.
Safety is being taken away from women. Fair play is taken away from women. We need more and more people to do this and fight this fight because women's sports, as we know it right now, will be forever changed.
Forever changed. Title IX will have no effect whatsoever if indeed men can play on women's sports teams, particularly any sport that has a reward for upper body strength. It's simply the way things are going to work. Brooke Slusser, who is one of the co-captains on that team, seconded that thought.
It's amazing that other teams in the conference can stand up and just say, no, we're not doing this. And yet our school is still okay with having one person on our team that's causing all of these issues, and yet will not get rid of them.
Now, that has led to some pushback from the trans community, Sean, including this wackadoodle who wants us all to know that if we are in a situation where we see a guy going into the girls' room and take action against that, hey, dude, you can't go in there. That's the girls' room. Well, he suggests to other trans individuals that they conceal carry and shoot us.
I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and a call to arms. You need to arm up, plain and simple. Go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it efficiently, through and through, because the time to act is now.
Well, those are those are words that could get him in trouble when he says it's a call to action.
Yeah.
When you are espousing or advocating violence and a call to action, that is, you know, that certainly could be problematic for him criminally.
Well, just so you know, he's not scared of you.
I do not fear Christians. I do not fear conservatives. I do not fear evangelicals. And I do not fear Republicans. They just talk a big game. That's all they do. But heaven forbid you do something in my presence, you're going to know what fear actually feels like.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
A brave, brave individual.
Yeah,
and look, this whole thing would stop, and I know it's a tough ask. It would all stop if every single female athlete in college saying,
no. Yeah.
If there's a trans, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done. We're just, and they all, there's strength in solidarity, and all they would have to do, the NCAA would soil themselves over that.
Talking about soiling himself, 713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker.
It's not easy, considering it's only 7:15, and we have to go to 9, so, you know.
You're saying behave ourselves here?
Long time to wallow.
Okay.
And what you've done to yourself.
More than I need to know, Chuck.
Well, you said it. I'm just reiterating the situation.
Okay.
The medic had just left this wreck on 95 southbound at Joppa Road. They pulled in there. Apparently somebody did have a problem at the wreck. They were working at the right side on the shoulder. So now it's gone back to just that. Fire department has left. So the wrecker is there now. So now we're moving more lanes again. But anybody south from Mountain Road in Harford County coming down through the Harford County line, that's the reason for the backup. But now we're moving traffic again. There's going to be some slowing. It's not out of the ordinary. Heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. The only slowing on the Beltway right now down the west side as you're moving from 795 to Frederick Road. The camera at I-70 is still looking at the trees and the lovely bright sunrise that we have, but no roadway shots from that camera. I don't know if it's frozen or exactly what, but we do not get any camera shot there. JFX, you're still good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a sunny day today, 58. Maybe some rain tonight, 47. Rain should move out of here by early tomorrow with gradual clearing and 61. And right now it is 38 and sunny in Glen Burnie, 37 under sunny skies in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right. In a decisive win for President Trump, the hoax Manhattan case is now fully stayed and sentencing has been adjourned. President Trump obviously had a mandate and a landslide victory, so the judge in the case on Friday granted Trump the permission to seek dismissal of the business records criminal case in which he was found guilty earlier this year in light of his victory. In this order, the acting Justice Juan Merchan gave the Trump team until December 2nd to file a motion for dismissal and set a December 9th deadline for the prosecution to respond. So that means that in all likelihood, he is going to make this go away.
In which case, this trope that the Democrats have been doing ever since that's the 30th, that he's a convicted felon, that all goes away.
Yeah. It would all go away, and that would be the end of lawfare, at least for now.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan talks about whether or not he's going to be in the Trump cabinet.
My president said, you know something, Hogan? You'd be great to run the President's Council on Physical Fitness because you're 71. You still got that Trump pump on, brother, and it'd be great if you got all the kids in America in shape. My thing is, I'm a beach bum, brother. I love staying on the beach, but you never know. It could happen.
It could happen. How about the Hulkster as in charge of presidential fitness for the nation? Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be heading up the Doge Committee in the House of Representatives, and she mentioned a few areas that we could see some reductions in.
Tell us what you see as the most government waste.
It's all over. Every single government department, program, grant programs, contracts, it is everywhere. And so when we look into a deep dive into this massive problem that's caused America to be $36 trillion in debt, We're going to have to go into all kinds of buckets. And that's how I'll be separating things on the Oversight Subcommittee on DOGE. We'll be looking at everything from government-funded media programs like NPR that spread nothing but Democrat propaganda. We'll be going into grant programs that fund things like sex apps in Malaysia, toilets in Africa, all kinds of programs that don't help the American people. I want to talk to the people at the Pentagon and ask them why they can't find billions of dollars every single year and why they fail their audit, but not just that too.
Yeah, NPR, PBS might find their funding cut significantly. Planned Parenthood already is going to find their federal funding cut as well. They don't need it anymore. It's just a waste of taxpayer money. Let them compete like everybody else does for business. Finally, the cabinet's almost complete. We'll have more on that coming up at 7:35, but still left to decide. FBI director, and yesterday on Maria Bartiromo, Kash Patel made the argument or the case why he would be the best for the job.
Unfortunately, the public has also lost trust in a number of these agencies. Kash, how do you believe Americans will regain trust in our most important law enforcement agencies?
One thing. Exposure of corruption. Put out the documents, put out the evidence. We only have gotten halfway down the Russiagate hole. The people need to know that their FBI is restored by knowing full well what they did to unlawfully surveil them. The people need to know that there has been a de-weaponization, a defanging of the Department of Justice, and their houses of worship will no longer be raided. But they need to be shown the documents that said this was the reasoning they weaponized justice. And that, in my opinion, is how Congress can most importantly secure the trust or resecure the trust of these agencies and departments. President Trump is taking a huge first step with his monumental victory. Now it's up to Congress and the Senate to work with his leaders at DOJ and FBI to put out those documents. And I think DOGE goes a long way in that. But we're going to need cabinet secretaries who say, we don't fear the corruption that preceded us. It will make us powerful if we expose it to the American public.
There's one thing I would add to this, and that is those individuals at the Department of Justice or FBI or any other federal agencies who actively participated in this lawfare, there are criminal charges waiting for you guys.
Yep. Those that authorized spying on the Trump campaign, on the Trump presidency, and on the American people. So, Kash Patel, forget Mike Rogers, the Uniparty in the swamp was floating his name as a potential FBI director. Trump advisor Dan Scavino says President Trump never considered Mike Rogers for FBI director. It was also the Uniparty was floating the name of Kelly Loeffler to be the Secretary of Agriculture when Brooke Rollins ended up getting it. So, again, a lot of this stuff is media leaks. If it doesn't come directly from Trump and his statement, then don't believe it. Elon Musk fired off a warning shot at dirty Senate rhinos. Quote, whoever thwarts the will of the people will lose either their primary or the midterm election. He's going to fund it himself. And President Trump, good news, has decided on day one of his presidency, coming up on the 20th or 21st of January, he will remove transgender service members from the United States Armed Forces. They will be gone, according to the Trump transition team. 56 days to go.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Oh. 7:21 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Five with Casey and Elliot. Now, I want to take a second to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, their practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. Now, if you have missing teeth or that snaggletooth or discolored teeth, maybe loose-fitting dentures that have been driving you crazy forever, or maybe you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not something phony like a bad B-movie, you know what I mean. Do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. 410-356-7799 is the phone number, or let them know by message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so this one wreck that was there long enough in the right lane, once the Medican had arrived, southbound 95 at Joppa Road, backed us all the way up now, back to the ramp at Mountain Road. So that's a long delay from Mountain Road down to Joppa Road, probably close to a 2.5 mile backup, maybe a little bit longer as you're coming south. Now they're all moving once again, and we're getting four lanes by the accident scene, and as soon as the wrecker hooks up, they'll get out of there and it'll get better. But for right now, from beginning to end, I would say at least 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer getting through there. Eventually, as we know, all of this traffic goes one of three places, onto the Beltway, into the Old Harbor Tunnel, or into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So all of this traffic, which is backed up here, will eventually come south. We'll keep an eye on that. Heads up, if you're coming out of Rosedale towards the city-county line, to report the traffic light is malfunctioning at Pulaski Highway at 66th Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather, Charles, says sunny today, 58 and 47 for the low tonight. Maybe some rain overnight, but right now 38 and sunny in the city, 37 in Columbia at 724. You're up to date on the morning drive. Barbara is in Baltimore. Good morning.
Morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Guys, got a good show and talked about a few things. I think Baltimore and all of Maryland really would just, Republicans should wise up and start running stronger candidates. Strong candidates that project strength and that they're going to do something. You know, I didn't see hardly any real commercials talking about the things that affect the state during the entire election cycle. And I watched how Glenn Youngkin and Scott Brown up in Massachusetts, they a bus that goes from one part of your district or one part of the state to another, and on that roll, number one, it's going to save money instead of using these dumb TV commercials, and you get to talk to people. And you can also do the mass voter registration like Scott Pressler did up in Pennsylvania. I got to meet and talk with him when I was up there on the 13th of July. And I was not at all surprised that he did what he did.
You're right.
Knocking on doors and waving signs, all that cute stuff. But that's what that is.
I think you're absolutely right. This starts at the ground level.
Run strong candidates. Like the woman that was running for mayor. Come on. I mean, she's a nice lady and all that. But that's not what's going to win elections.
I'm hearing that,
Barbara, why did you run?
Well, who? I'm running, all right, to South Carolina.
I'm hearing from...
I listen to Chris Van Hollen. Chris Van Hollen from Maryland is right now in the Congress calling for, on news, running around, calling for end of aid to Israel.
Yeah.
How do you keep electing a man like that to be a whatever he is? It baffles my mind.
Well, Chris Van Hollen is compromised. He was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, raised in the Middle East. But I'm hearing with the Trump people, they were reaching out to Youngkin for a potential cabinet position. But Youngkin said, thank you, it would be an honor. But he wants to stay in Virginia because he's one term.
Yeah.
He's trying to get Winsome Sears elected as the next governor.
Yes.
And so that to me is what needs to happen at the state level. We don't need Republicans like Larry Hogan destroying the Republican Party. We need Republicans to help rebuild it.
And also Republicans to stop talking about other Republicans here. If they're weak, don't run with them. Don't have them in running for stuff. Give them some kind of clerical job. And, you know, people that sound good and look good, all of that's good. But that's not going to win an election. Not anymore. And I think in the midterm, strong candidates who really mean what they say, mean what they do, accept that Trump agenda. I didn't hear anybody running on that Trump agenda.
Yeah, you're right.
Feet running on it.
Even though that agenda moved just about every single state further to the Trump side of the aisle.
Yes. I would think actually both Neil Peart and Kim Klasick ran on the Trump agenda.
You know why they didn't do it? Because somebody told them their money wouldn't get money from the RNC. They weren't going to help anyway.
Well, they never
they
do.
Didn't.
Yeah,
and they didn't.
Past is prologue. They didn't help Bongino.
Point.
Yeah.
And stay away from people who are divisive in the party. Divisive. Talk about other people. Didn't support other people when they won.
Well, you know, Barbara, just like at the national level, we're not going to really see those kind of campaigns until there's a purge. There's got to be a purge at the state level and at the national level as well.
But what's it going to take?
Yeah.
I mean, what's it going to take? Criminals taking over the entire state? You think they're just going to stay in Baltimore City? They're not going to stay in Baltimore City. They're going to carjack somebody in the city and come where you live and I live.
Good point. Barbara, thanks for the call. Appreciate
the passion this morning, man.
Yeah, she's fired up.
Yeah.
As she should be. Look, the other thing we have to do that Trump's going to have to do is we're going to have to resolve this election integrity issue. And that is they're still counting votes in California, and they just stole two more seats.
That's bizarre.
Still, again, India. How many people in India? They get it done in one day. 3 weeks later, they're still counting votes.
Real quick, and just remember, we saw a change in the election this year because we had different leadership in the RNC. Not perfect, but it was improved. This weekend, the Maryland State Republican Party had their convention. They had their elections. All the same people were re-elected to the same job. So real change requires real change.
They didn't get it. Not at the local level, that's for sure. It's a good point. 729 here on The Morning Drive.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning, or your favorite song, or maybe conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, or online you'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County Police investigating a Saturday night shooting in the 5700 block of Baltimore National Pike. Officers responded to the scene at around 9:45 p.m., found a 31-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition. Anyone with information is asked to please call police. Police in Baltimore arrested a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old on stolen auto charges over the weekend. Police say the boys allegedly stole a car late Saturday night, the 3400 block of Piedmont Avenue. Officers in the Regional Auto Theft Task Force quickly spotted the vehicle, while Foxtrot and County Aviation assisted. Both of the suspects tried to bail out of the vehicle. Officers were able to take them both into custody. They're now being taken to juvenile justice for review and detention. However, they were both released on monitoring. Police say the 15-year-old has six priors, including a handgun charge and assault. The executive director and founder of Blacks of the Chesapeake has passed away at the age of 71. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley says Vincent Leggett was a tireless advocate for preserving the legacy of black watermen, and his efforts to honor their history and share their stories left an indelible mark on the community and beyond. Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office says around 20,000 chickens died Friday in a fire on the eastern shore. Officials say the blaze at the commercial chicken house on New Hope Road in Willards caused an estimated loss of $175,000. Fire began inside the chicken house, which did not have sprinklers or smoke alarms. Cause is under investigation. And Chris Van Hollen is urging President Biden to use U.S. leverage to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. It's 7:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Lotto numbers, pick 3, 375, pick 4, 6947. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so both the tunnels have improved now, southbound, both on 95 and 895. We had problems earlier that started all the backups. At one point, 895 was back to Moravia Road. Now that's pretty much gone. 95 is running a lot better now. But keep in mind, all that traffic back up on 95 in Baltimore County is now coming south. So we might get a little bit heavier again on 95 and 895. At 895 and the ramp at Poteet Street, looks like there may be an accident on that ramp from Poteet Street, which would take you on to 895 northbound. So we're checking on that. And keep in mind, if you're coming through Rosedale, the traffic light is malfunctioning at Pulaski Highway and 66th Street. That's right there at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Later tonight, we've got a cold front moving through, and that frontal system will bring the rain very late or early Tuesday. Sunshine today will get up to around 58. Rain coming in again very late will fall back to 47. Rain early Tuesday, gradual clearing in 61. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fall is here, which means your schedule got busier. Don't worry, they've got you covered at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They make car maintenance easy with no appointment needed. Their full-service oil change takes about 15 minutes, so you can get back to your day faster. Visit BaltimoreOilChange.com for a 20% off coupon.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Chargers are basically the Ravens West, with five players, including J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, on their roster. Also five coaches, including offensive coordinator Greg Roman, who was replaced by Todd Monken. Which brings up the predictability issue. How closely do the Ravens and Chargers know each other and their schemes and tendencies? Ravens head coach John Harbaugh offers an answer on that.
We know the schemes pretty much, but there'll be wrinkles. You know, there'll be ideas. It's kind of the old, you know, they know what we know, that we know that they know, that we know that they know what we know, you know, and with that there'll be wrinkles.
Ravens are a 3-point favorite in this game, but may have to do it without inside linebacker Roquan Smith, who hasn't practiced all week. Not a good sign. Also, the Ravens released yesterday safety Eddie Jackson. NFL action. Eagles get a career performance from Saquon Barkley last night. 255 on the ground, over 300 from scrimmage. They beat the Rams 37-20. And then how do you explain the end of the Commanders Cowboys game yesterday?
Half a minute, no timeouts. Daniels throws down the sidelines for Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is loose. Lightning strikes twice in Washington.
This is unbelievable.
That 86-yard touchdown, the call courtesy by Joe Davis on Fox, put the Commanders just 1 point behind the Cowboys with less than a minute to go. All they needed was the PAT.
Seibert's got to have butterflies here for the tie. Low snap. It is no good. And the worst special teams day in history has a fitting finish.
I'm not even sure what we just watched.
And then there was more. The Cowboys return the onside kick for the touchdown and beat the Commanders 34-26. By the way, according to CBS Sports Research, this was the first game in the Super Bowl era where one team missed two extra points and also had two kickoff return touchdowns against them in the same game. High school football playoffs, 2A, 1A. Dunbar crushes Falston 36-0, winning streak now at 51. The Poets haven't lost since December of 2019. They've shut out their last five opponents 246-0. Elsewhere, 2A, 1A. Middletown over Randallstown 7-3. In 3A, Arundel over Northern, Sherwood over Franklin, Oakland Mills shuts out Athelton. 4A, 3A, Perry Hall 39, Wooten 2, Mervo over Frederick. And in 4A, Wise ends Dundalk's season 39-14. In the WCAC, Sean Casey's DeMatha Stags get their revenge 16-7 in the championships over Good Counsel. College basketball, Derek Queen with 22 points, 11 boards, leads Maryland back from 14 down. They beat Villanova 76-75. The Terps are now 5-1. Racing news over the weekend, Chase Elliott was named NASCAR's favorite driver for the seventh straight year. And finally, sad news from the world of college lacrosse. Carl Runk, legendary Towson lacrosse head coach, whose career spanned over 30 years, passed away yesterday. Runk took the Tiger lacrosse program from infancy in 1968 to the Division II National Championship in 74 and to the Division I National Championship game in 91. Current Tigers head coach Sean Nadlin said Carl Runk was the father of Towson lacrosse. Runk was 88. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Mountain West volleyball season comes to a head.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
So I heard you guys talking about the San Jose State volleyball situation with the trans player. The reason why I say it's coming to a head now is because now they're in the tournament, the NCAA tournament that will determine who goes, or their conference tournament that determines who goes to the NCAAs. Well, so apparently the San Jose State team is guaranteed to play one of the teams that has already forfeited against San Jose State this year. Yeah. It's either going to be Utah State or Boise State. That's how the brackets line up. Well, those two teams have already forfeited, so there's absolutely no chance that they're going to play in this game.
Right.
And so now here we come to a head where women's volleyball players are having to make a choice. Do they want safety or do they want to compete in a championship format? And I think you're going to see some controversy here in terms of what's going to happen next.
This all stops when all women athletes say, no, we're not.
Yeah, that is true.
That's a tough ask. I get that. I mean,
they've played
you
all their lives.
You've played all your lives. You prep for this moment. And do you stand on principle or do you play and hope that cooler heads prevail and somebody figures it out at the NCAA? I think what they've done at the NCAA is just, it's disgusting. It is pathetic that they have put these biological men in these women's sports and have let women fend for themselves.
Yeah. Six games have been forfeited this year that has given San Jose State victories.
It's unreal. All right, thanks, Gary.
Yep.
Great call. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
By the way, before you go, the Titans quarterback, I heard him referred to this weekend as mayonnaise. Why?
I have no idea. Maybe he's smooth. I don't know.
No idea.
So now I've got more work to do?
You have more work to do.
Okay, I
got to
figure that out.
Right.
Bruce, when will it stop?
When you find out he's just making it up, then you're really going to know.
And he'll do that.
Yes, he will.
He'll send me on a wild goose chase somewhere.
They're calling the guy Manny.
Right? All right, I'll figure it out.
All right. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let's take a phone call here from Blanca in Baltimore.
Hey, Blanca.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Great week ahead. What I wanted to share is, after I heard what Barbara mentioned, and she is completely right about the engagement here, but we also have to remember that there are two parts here. The Hoganites and who are with the Trump agenda. And the Trump agenda is the American agenda. There's a reason why 46% of us who are Latino on the national level, that's what helped him to win and helped us to win. It's not just him. And then even 7% lean to the right in Maryland. And what I wanted to say is and stress to people is that we also have to stop talking and warming the bench. We also have to go out there and run. I have been doing everything I possibly can. I have been doing the and it's not about what I have done, but people will talk about what needs to be done, and it needs to be done in the local level. We have to do everything we can. We're in Baltimore City. We have to do everything we can to make sure that this mayor does not get he can't be reelected, but we have to make sure that that city council has some other voice other than this Marxist. The school board is a mess. We know that. And I just wanted to say, whatever people can do today, whether it's to register, I register all my family, if it's making calls, if it's helping viable candidates, and we are not picking winnable, vetted, prepare candidates. I just wanted to share that.
Yep. I think, and thanks so much, Blanca. I think you're absolutely right about that. And I think we do need a Charlie Kirk movement, a Scott Pressler movement here in the state of Maryland. We need to register more Republicans. We need to register more MAGA, America First, Maryland First Republicans, and not the same old, as Kristen pointed out at the bottom of the hour. That's what we got. We got the same old alleged leadership. And again, the all the leadership of a caboose. Pam Bondi, she is the attorney general nominee. Something she said in 2023, Democrats plan to use against her at her Senate confirmation hearings.
The Department of Justice, the prosecutors will be prosecuted, the bad ones. The investigators will be investigated because the deep state, last term for President Trump, they were hiding in the shadows. But now they have a spotlight on them and they can all be investigated.
Yeah, and that was after the fourth Trump indictment, to put that in context. And we'll hear from what Matt Gaetz, his plans for the near future as well, because he was on with Charlie Kirk on Friday. So stay tuned for that.
Coming up in 60 seconds, choose your fake news. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 895. We said eventually we'd pick up some of that heavy traffic that was backed up back into the area of the Baltimore County line from Harford County, and now it's there. So right after O'Donnell Street, we start to slow, but traffic is going into the tunnel, so it is a little bit slow there. I can see 95 next door. It's right around the Keith Avenue ramp, which is before the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and all the lanes are open there. Traffic is coming out of the tunnel southbound on 95, and a pretty good pace, albeit the ramp is a little busy from 95 south on to the southbound side of Russell Street. That ramp takes you down eventually towards the BW Parkway. Keep in mind, there had been a report of an accident. We don't see it, but it was reported at the end of the ramp at Potee Street on to the northbound side of 895. A little slow in the Beltway. That west side has been slow from 795 south. And again, the traffic light problem coming out of Rosedale, Pulaski Highway at 66th Street. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says sunny today and 58. Right now it is 40 and sunny in Pasadena and 39 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. And today's prize, we have a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so we're celebrating our 100th anniversary all year long. And our prize today is a 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant, Mike in Harford County. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
All right, would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I want to go last today.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, Yale University is offering a resisting Trump course for winter semester. The one-credit course is an elective and will be taught by Yale law professor Samuel Moyne. Story two, the first wedding chapel in a liquor store just opened up in New Orleans. It's called Chuck's Chapel, located inside a liquor store called Chuck's. For $500, you can get married next to the grab-and-go cooler stocked with 40s. Chuck's Chapel, something that Chuck is very familiar with.
Put me down for two, please.
It's right next to Mays Chapel.
Right.
And story three, the State Department hosted an in-house therapy session right after President-elect Trump was named the winner. Apparently, this was a sob and cry session for those career Foggy Bottom employees who couldn't quite cope with the election results.
That's probably true.
Story one, Yale's resisting Trump course being offered. Story two, Chuck's Chapel. How many times have you been in Chuck's Chapel, Chuck?
I've prayed to the porcelain god many times there.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
And story three, State Department therapy sessions after Trump's win. All right, we will go with Kristen first this morning.
Oh, great. They all sound probable, as usual. I think we'll go with number three. Even though the State Department is pretty swampy, I would hope they would at least not tell anybody that if they actually did that. So I'll say three.
All right, one vote for three. Mr. Bruce?
I think the Yale resisting Trump is true. The state therapy is true. Chuck's Chapel is fake news.
Okay. And Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck also goes for Chuck's Chapel. Mike in Hartford County.
I'm going to go for two as well.
Mike goes for number two as well. Story number one, not a single vote, the resisting Trump course at Yale. That is our fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, Mike. Thanks
for
listening.
Where did you find that other story?
Play which one? Chuck's Chapel?
Yeah.
Yeah. I found it through vast, copious amounts of research, Chuck. Something that... Yeah.
For those of us
that don't have cameras, we need to do it on our own.
I think we need to have an auditor check that out.
Actually, Chuck, I can tell you, because I was watching. He found it right down by the plaza, but the cameras were pointed in the wrong direction, so they didn't see it happening.
It's all right.
Yeah. Because it's named Chuck's Chapel. He's very suspicious.
Yeah.
But check it out. It's in New Orleans.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Chuck it out.
I'm not going to get ticked off because it's a short week this week. I'm going to try to maintain my composure.
Keep your Thanksgiving demeanor.
We'll see how long that lasts, folks.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, right.
Matt Gaetz was on Charlie Kirk on Friday. He said that he thinks Pam Bondi is going to make a great AG.
My good friend Pam Bondi is going to be a phenomenal attorney general for Donald Trump. She has the legal acumen. She hates criminals. She is a bright legal mind and a fellow Floridian. So I think that even though the path will take me to a different station in life and a different place to fight for our agenda and President Trump, we've got a great person in place. And
yeah, so he loves Pam Bondi, so we'll see how that turns out. But he was asked, what happened to you? What happened to your nomination?
There is a play that is run in Washington when they're trying to smear somebody. And, you know, they go and dredge up false, years-old allegations of the most salacious and clickbait-y flavor possible. And in this case, those allegations were coming from sources that Merrick Garland's DOJ had already deemed not credible. Like, if the things that the House Ethics Report were true, I would be under indictment and probably in a prison cell. But of course, they're false, because when you test them against other records, when you test them against other testimony, it all falls apart very quickly. But I was dealing with a politically motivated body. They didn't like me because of what I did to Kevin McCarthy. All of them were handpicked by Kevin McCarthy, and they had an axe to grind. So that was going to serve as at least enough of a basis to delay my confirmation as attorney general. And I could have answered all those questions. I could have engaged in a months-long fact battle. But we don't have months to go through that. We got to have an AG ready to go day one to implement the immigration agenda and work on the other key policy deregulatory objectives of the president.
Yeah, coming up next hour, we'll get into his future plans, what he is thinking about, contemplating for the future. It may or may not involve Congress. Stay tuned for that. Rescue Natural Supplements, we're winding down the Black Friday sale this week. This is the last week you can stock and save up on all your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. Save anywhere from 40, 45, all the way to 60, 80% on some supplements. You don't need a coupon code at all. And it's now through the 30th, of course, which is this coming Saturday. So make sure that you get up there and check out your favorite supplements online, res-q.com. Make your shopping list. And you do get free shipping if you order over $75 or more. You can earn and cash in your Rescue Rewards points, but you do not need a coupon code. It is the best sale of the year, the Black Friday sale going on right now. Rescue Natural Supplements, or you can give them a call, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. If you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it, we're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Casey and Elliot in the morning.
Awfully clear. The drugs have worn off.
Rob Carson, midday.
Remember that Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney debacle?
Sean Hannity, afternoon.
Joe Biden partnered with the former Klansman.
Talk radio, WCBM.
By the way, there's a tiny bit of research. Interesting to find out where that Bud Light ad team went. And the ones that did that disastrous commercial. Well, apparently they're all working at Jaguar now. The new Jaguar ad. Where's the car? And what was this ad really all about? I have no idea. They spent probably more on wardrobe for these people in the Jaguar ad than actually the car would cost in and of itself. I mean, it's just, if you've not seen it, wait for it. It's bizarre.
Go woke, go broke. I know Elon on X, after he saw it, he posted, do you sell cars?
Yeah, where's the car?
Yeah.
I mean, their big change is to change the font on Jaguar. Wow, that's revolutionary. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. They will never change the logo again on Chuck's car, the Hutmobile. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Check it out every Sunday for a push.
There you go, yes.
The outer loop back up on the west side is 795. Looking at the camera here, which is at Dogwood Road, it's looking at the Beltway. There's supposed to be a wreck near Security Boulevard. Problem is, the camera is looking up towards Liberty Road. The camera at I-70 is looking at the trees. So you tell me where we're going with this. Okay? So I can't see the wreck. All I can tell you is there's a report of a wreck near the ramp at Security Boulevard. Backed up to 795, there may be a wreck. I thought I heard something just a minute ago. Southbound 795 before the Beltway. I wouldn't be surprised because we were backing up onto 795 from the wreck that we can't see at Security Boulevard. So the west side right now is the problem. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny today, 58. Maybe some rain later on this evening and early tomorrow morning, but things going to dry up for Thanksgiving. And it's sunny, 44 right now in Stevensville, 38 in Reisterstown. People keep asking me what I think about the picks. I think most of the Trump cabinet picks are really spot on, most of them. I do have a problem with three. Marco Rubio, as I've said, Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. It's when Shifty Schiff is not out blasting you yesterday like he did the rest of the Trump cabinet. That makes me wonder a little bit about Marco Rubio. Then there's Lori Chavez de Remer. She's the one that lost out in the state of Washington.
Yeah, yep.
She's going to be the Secretary of Labor. She's a radical. She's a radical labor activist. So that one's a real head scratcher. And finally is Dr. Jeanette Nesherwat, who is now going to be the Surgeon General. She was the female Fauci early on. She was pushing the jab, double masking, all that other stuff. Social media censorship comments. Now, she did come around at the end and kind of backpedal on that. But she is the wife of
Tim Walz.
Congressman Michael Walz.
Michael Walz.
Yeah. And so, again, look, we don't need that kind of favoritism, and we don't need consolation prizes. But other than that, I think the cabinet is really good.
Nikki Haley would disagree with you on at least one nominee. Nikki Haley, not necessarily a fact-based analysis here, folks, but it is a firmly held one. She doesn't like Tulsi Gabbard, not one little bit.
This is not a place for a Russian, Iranian, Syrian, Chinese sympathizer. DNI has to analyze real threats. Are we comfortable with someone like that at the top of our national intelligence agencies?
It's amazing how easy it is for her to slime somebody. I mean, if you disagree with this globalist point of view, which he has, then obviously you must be a Russian asset. This is the mindset of those people. Jennifer Rubin, New York Times.
Many of these people, including Tulsi Gabbard, have backgrounds that would never make them eligible for any government post, let alone for secretaries of these important government agencies.
Well, that's nonsense. What is it in her background that's so scary? What is it that makes her seem like she's a Russian asset or an Iranian sympathizer? I mean, this is fear-mongering at its very worst.
I should point out that Tulsi Gabbard wore, and still does, the uniform of the United States.
Yes.
Neither Nikki Haley, not Nikki Haley's married to a vet, but Nikki Haley hasn't worn the uniform, nor has Jennifer Rubin.
Yeah, Eric Schmidt stepped up and he said, wait a minute now, what you're doing is you're sliming this individual in an unjust fashion.
I think it's really interesting that anybody that has a different political view now is being cast as a Russian asset. It's totally ridiculous. Tulsi Gabbard has served in our military. She served as a congresswoman from Hawaii, as a Democrat, I might add, part of this unique coalition that President Trump has put together and won and got that mandate. But I think it's insulting. It's a slur, quite frankly.
Yeah, it is a slur. And he points out, as well, this is a Senator Eric Schmidt. He points out, as you did, Sean, and he is all in for Tulsi and the entire ticket, by the way, the entire list of nominees. He says that Tulsi has served honorably, and to then say that somebody who has achieved rank, commissioned officer rank, who has served honorably, she's a Russian asset. You better have something to back that up.
There's no evidence that she's an asset of another country. She served this country honorably. And by the way, she cares deeply about our Constitution and civil liberties and making sure people aren't being targeted by these intelligence agencies. So, again, I think this is a reformer who can come in, who maybe is not part of the same Washington cocktail party circuit that people in the intel community are used to, but maybe that's exactly what we need right now.
It's precisely what we need now. In my analysis, yeah, it's precisely what we need. You get some of this from inside the swamp, what you're going to get. You do the same thing over and over again, expect a different result, you're a fool. You get the same thing over and over again.
We're still awaiting the FBI director position. We don't have that yet, and Cash Patel's name has been mentioned. Markably, Rick Grinnell, who was he served as an ambassador,
yes,
and then as the director of DNI at one point. He has not been tabbed for anything as of yet, except now we're hearing that they may want to create a position for him as ambassador to Ukraine. And the theory there is that he would go in there and do a forensic accounting and find out, because Trump really implicitly trusts Grinnell. And so that he might be able to find out where all the dead bodies are buried.
Right.
Pardon me, that's figurative, not literal. And what's interesting is there's nothing from the Trump loyalists in the first term. Nothing for Bannon, nothing for Navarro, nothing for General Flynn, maybe Cash Patel. I thought Sidney Powell might be an interesting name in a Trump cabinet, but they've been pretty much kept at arm's length. I don't know if that's Susie Wiles and that influence there. I do like Marty McCary, the Hopkins, a doctor,
yes,
who's been a frequent guest with us. He has been tabbed for the new FDA chief, so we'll reach out to Dr. McCary and see if we can get him on and talk about that. So some really good news in the Trump cabinet here so far. Stay with us here. It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, there is a glimmer of hope this morning for a truce between Israel and one of its enemies in the Middle East.
The Israeli ambassador to Washington says a ceasefire deal to end fighting between Israel and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah could be reached within days. Mike Herzog tells Israeli Army Radio there remains points to finalize and that any deal required agreement from the government. But, he says, we're close to a deal and that it can happen very soon. Among the issues that remain is an Israeli demand to reserve the right to act should Hezbollah violate its obligation under the emerging plan. The deal seeks to push Hezbollah and Israeli troops out of southern Lebanon. I'm Charles Delades.
In the United Arab Emirates, three Uzbek nationals under arrest in the murder of 28-year-old ultra-Orthodox rabbi Zaviv Kogan. Israel condemning the killing as an act of anti-Semitism. Well, things could get dicey for holiday travelers this week, with more unsettled weather in the forecast out west. And the east isn't off the hook either.
When all is said and done, by the end of the week, we'll be left with colder than average temperatures across the eastern and central U.S., with likely some lake effect snows downwind of the Great Lake.
Rich Otto at the National Weather Service complaining of what they call poverty wages. Hundreds of airline service workers walking off the job. North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport. President-elect Trump has wasted no time making his cabinet nominations, the process moving along so quickly that now attention is turning to the upcoming Senate confirmation hearings. Republican Eric Schmidt saying the president deserves to be able to put people in place who will do what he campaigned on, which is to disrupt. The establishment is concerned, and they probably should be. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 299, NASDAQ futures ahead 107 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So we're 65 or older, you know this, inflation is hitting everyone hard right now, especially when it comes to health care. Over the last 10 years, health care costs have skyrocketed by, get this, 230%. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are still out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and co-payments, and they really add up. But here's some good news. MediShare 65 Plus is designed to fill in those gaps and help protect you from rising healthcare costs. At only $99 per month up to age 75, you get peace of mind at a price you can afford. And MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around 30 years. It's not some big impersonal thing. It's a community of people helping each other, business owners, pastors, retirees. People love it. MediShare 65 Plus just makes sense. To learn more, give them a call. They're great to talk to. They'll offer to pray with you each time you call, too. Call now, 855-PSALM-32. That's 855-PSALM-32, 855-PSALM-32.
Bible.
8:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
So it looks like the report of an accident, which was on the outer loop before the ramp at Security Boulevard, may have cleared the pace right here, right before exit 17. Much better there. The tail end of this backup, though, goes all the way back to almost Park Heights Avenue. So it's Park Heights Avenue, Reisterstown Road, 795, down through I-70. It really doesn't get any better till we clear the ramp at Frederick Road. So that means 795 is backed up as well on the south end joining the Beltway. And there may have been a report, no cameras there at McDonald Road, completely out and in that area. So we're not sure if there's an accident there or not, but there is a backup through there. The inner loop now through Pikesville is really slow as you're moving over through Park Heights Avenue, Greenspring to the JFX. And now the Parkville side has gotten into the act, heavy traffic there on the outer loop at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Later tonight, we've got a cold front moving through, and that frontal system will bring the rain very late or early Tuesday. Sunshine today, we'll get up to around 58. Rain coming in again very late. We'll fall back to 47. Rain early Tuesday. Gradual clearing in 61. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 35 degrees. Middle River has 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chris Van Hollen urging President Biden to use U.S. leverage to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. He told Face the Nation yesterday that the Biden administration should withhold American support for Israel until Israel allows more humanitarian aid into Gaza and stops using U.S. weapons in violation of international law. Brandon Scott, joined by law enforcement, state, and federal leaders to announce the dismantling of several criminal organizations in the city. A noon press conference at the Baltimore Police Headquarters. Officials will detail the takedown of four separate violent criminal organizations operating in southwest Baltimore. One person dead, four others wounded after a series of weekend shootings in Baltimore. Two men and a woman shot inside a business, the 5100 block of Park Heights Avenue, just before 7:30 on Saturday night. They're in critical but stable condition. A man died at a hospital after he was shot in the 5500 block of Hamlin Avenue at around 8:15. 33-year-old man hospitalized after he was shot in the leg at around 9:30 Saturday night in the 5400 block of Redick Avenue. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 375. Your pick 4, 6947. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. People need the Lord. We sing that song in church, and it couldn't be more appropriate than right now. The song is short and the words are simple. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize he's the open door? King David said in the 40th Psalm, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks about me and is my help and my deliverer. People today are hurting. They need the Lord. People cry out for justice. They need the Lord. People loot and riot. They need the Lord. People kill and are killed. They need the Lord. What many people don't realize is that God sees everything. Everything we do, good, bad, and ugly. And he's waiting to hear from us. He's merciful and he's just, and he loves us more than we can know. People need the Lord. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens defense going to have their hands full tonight with Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert having the best season of his career and potentially making a case of his own for league MVP. The biggest difference in Herbert's game is taking care of the ball. An NFL best ratio of 13 touchdown passes to only one interception. Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton on what he sees on tape when he watches Herbert.
I mean, like you said, he throws a pretty ball, and it's a super accurate ball. You can throw it deep. And he can throw it short accurately. He carries out his fakes very well. I think one thing that's underrated is his legs, especially last week just watching the film.
Not quite Lamar, but he's got over 100 yards rushing this year and a couple of touchdowns. Ravens defense will probably have to defend Herbert without Roquan Smith, who hasn't practiced all week and is listed as questionable. If he does not play, it will be his first missed game in a Ravens uniform. Meanwhile, is there a new king in the NFL?
6 yards shy of a career high for rushing yards.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Not one, but 2 70-yard touchdown runs for Saquon Barkley last night. 300 yards from scrimmage. Eagles beat the Rams. They come to Baltimore next Sunday, and it's Barkley, not Derrick Henry, who's on pace to break the single-season all-time rushing mark. Coming up at 8:35, Bruce Elliott will be happy that I've got the answer on Mayo, and also one of the greatest plays in Ravens history occurred 12 years ago today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, heading into Thanksgiving Day weekend programming, though, by the way. We will not be here Thursday or Friday. Thursday will be a special Fisher House recorded program on Thanksgiving.
And they do wonderful stuff.
They do wonderful stuff. Yeah. They provide a home for military families while their loved one is being cared for at Walter Reed or Bethesda Naval Hospital and all around the country. And number two, Jeff McDonald, Patriot Club, is going to be sitting in for us on Friday. But here are your top stories coming up this hour.
You'll have an interesting story coming out of Elon Musk land. Elon is now being accused of taking over the GOP.
Trump 2.0 is very much looking like Elon Musk 1.0. He has taken over Trump and MAGA and the Republican Party.
Yeah.
All right. And coming up at 8:35, Cynthia Hughes on what J6ers are looking for in, when Trump is sworn in. So she's from the Patriot Freedom Project. So we'll talk with her. But finally, I guess it was at the behest of several upset residents of the state of Maryland calling out the governor over the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project.
Governor Moore, you are a coward.
Now, you can draw your own conclusion about our governor, but my thing is, you know, the silence speaks volumes. I mean, is he being promised something? Is he getting something? I mean, he's not looking out for the people of this state.
You are a coward for attempting to line your pockets with our land.
So that's how it's been at these town hall meetings to stop MPRP. So Governor Moore on Friday issued a statement, just going to read parts of it. Quote, over the past several months, I've listened to concerns from local leaders, businesses, and residents about the Piedmont Reliability Project. I appreciate and respect the many Marylanders who have voiced strong opposition, especially the farmers, small business owners, and residents whose livelihoods stand to suffer impact. I share grave concerns about how the study area for this project was determined, the lack of community involvement in the planning process, and the lack of effective communication about the impacts of this project. The single most important factor remains wholly unclear: the project's comprehensive benefit to Marylanders. To be clear, we need sustainable, cost-effective infrastructure to ensure the reliability of our grid and build the economy of the future in our state. But to the approach to this must be one that puts people first. In the coming days, I will ask leadership from PJM and PSEG, the companies in charge of this project, to meet with me to discuss serious reservations about how this process has been conducted thus far and the type of engagement I expect with our communities. End of quote. That we've got response from and reaction from Delegate Mangione and Joanne Frederick from Stop MPRP.
I think it's a step in the right direction, and I think this is at least the governor acknowledging and engaging in this fight, and now it's time for him to really stand with us, stand with the citizens, and stand with Marylanders rather than to sit on the fence. And
anything the governor does to add scrutiny, to ask questions, and to get better information on this project, again, is very welcome.
Now, they're being nice. They're being diplomatic, yeah. But I won't be, because where the hell has he been? This has been going on for months. Exactly. Yeah. They probably have polling on it at this point.
And that's the time he's going to step up.
And so now, I guess you could say better late than never, but we'll see how committed he is to putting people first. That'll be the tell. You know, remember, leave no one behind. We'll see how people are put first in the coming days, weeks, and months.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Don't know exactly what the problem is, but the interloop now suddenly slow coming over from Delaney Valley Road, Providence Road, headed over towards Lock Raven Boulevard. No reports of anything so far, not officially anyway, but once you get to Paring Parkway, the interloop is much better. I can tell you this, the sunshine is definitely right there on the windshield as you come up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard. So that could be some of it, but this is a long delay coming eastbound from Delaney Valley Road and through that area. As a matter of fact, it's backed up all the way back over towards I-83. So maybe right after Providence Road could be a wreck in that area. Again, it's backing us up, and you're going to be slow from 83 over there. And now the inner loop, which is Parkites Avenue to the JFX, is going to join in that backup. So we're going to have to figure this out, find out exactly what that is. The west side is still slow from 795 down through the ramps at I-70. Finally getting a little better after Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast going to be sunny today, 58, tonight 47, with some rain overnight, early tomorrow morning, and then clearing tomorrow, 61, partly sunny, 54 on Wednesday, 41 and sunny in Dundalk, and it is 40 in Middle River. And up next, we'll see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 in the morning. Once again, it is time for us to head to the Big Top. Because, boy, we've got a doozy for you today, folks. Please enter the Big Top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And this one puzzles me, Sean, because this is an individual who really doesn't like the U.S. military. But I'm not quite sure what the U.S. military has done recently to so irritate this individual that she gets off an F-bomb every 2 seconds in her rant.
I have no pity at all for any f***ing soldiers. I will never have f***ing pity for any f***ing soldiers. The U.S. military? F***ing who? I hope you get PTSD. Any other you're joining them, you're like, oh my God, I want my f***ing Camaro, no student loans, f***ing you. I hope you get PTSD. And I hope you get no health insurance when you get back in America.
And there you go. I'm a little unclear as to which conflict she believes U.S. troops are directly involved in right now. or why they deserve to get PTSD when they come home, or anything. But really, my hat's off to any individual who could drop the F-bomb every 2 seconds in a comment like that. I mean, that's truly an extraordinary talent. And, Miss, I think you'd go a long way with that talent. I can tell you which direction. It wouldn't be up, more likely down. All right, now, please get yourself back in the clown car and get out of here.
We just, I think, have a mental health crisis in our country.
What's she perturbed about? I thought, what is this from? It's current. So she's really mad at the U.S. military for doing what?
Yeah. Well, again, there's I call it the TikTok syndrome. And there are a lot of people that just, they don't know what to say, so they make crap up and they go on these social media, reels and TikTok, and they just want to be heard. I want my 15 minutes of fame syndrome is what it is.
Think of how much more effective she might have been if she had only dropped the F-bomb like one every 4 or 5 seconds.
Or not use it at all.
Yeah.
Because then you really show how intelligent you can be by not having to use cuss words, and it just shows when you don't have much of a vocabulary. Well,
yeah,
rest my case. Let's go to Hugh in Caroline County. Hugh, good morning.
Hey,
Hugh, you there? You could not hang with us.
That's a different Hugh, I guess.
Yeah, so yeah. Different. Jeez. It's bad. It's really, really, really bad.
Call back, you.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about Governor Moore here. And so how long have we been talking about stop MPRP? It's been going on since summer.
Yeah.
Late spring, early summer. So at least 3-4 months or so. And, all you have to do is watch the news. And I'm sure he's been plugged in. I'm sure he gets an update. Now, why all of a sudden now on Friday do we get a statement from Governor Moore?
Well, my assumption is...
Is it because people have been calling him out at these town halls? We just heard, we played the montage at the top of the hour. Governor, you're a coward. Where the hell are you, Governor? We've had Delegate Nino Mangione call him out, among others.
I think he held his finger up and see which way the wind is blowing. Did polling on it, did a couple of interviews on it, and decided it's better for him to come out in favor of the people on this rather than the big, bad corporation.
Yeah.
And look, however he got the decision, it's a little cynical in my view, but I'm glad he made this decision rather than saying, you guys go ahead and put your towers in.
Why not be completely transparent and tell the people of Maryland that it is your policies that are partially responsible for this new power line?
We're reversing the policies on coal plants.
Yeah, we don't want fossil fuel. We hate fossil fuel. We want to ban gas-powered cars in the state of Maryland. That's part of his green project. It's going to cost us, several billion dollars?
Stupid money.
Still, you get the red line and, of course, the Maryland blueprint. And but the climate change deal, but he's not being upfront with Marylanders about that. If he wants to put people first, these farmers and small businesses and land and property owners in Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And by the way, I should point out, we're going to get to alternatives here in just a second. Did you know First Energy is already building a 23-mile transmission line in Carroll County? That has gone completely off the radar screen. But they're using existing right-of-way to deliver their power. They're not taking through eminent domain people's land. So they're using existing right-of-way. Now, I don't know if that's doable here in this particular case, but was it even looked at? Did the Army Corps of Engineers, were they asked to look at this? So now we have, there's some new developments on this. We're going to show them with you in just a second. Their environmental groups are starting to weigh in, as well as the Army Corps of Engineers. And the Carroll County Commissioners have come out in opposition. Mm-hmm. So we have an update for you on that coming up in just a second here on the Morning Drive on the Stop MPRP project. Vinny Steele, speaking of homes, he can sell your home and guarantee the sale of your home. And I don't really know of anybody else that can do that in the real estate world, real estate industry. And it's not to badmouth anybody else. It's just really to give kudos where and give credit where credit is due. And that's to Vinny. He's your home sold guaranteed realty. And basically, they've got tens of thousands of buyers that are in their database that are just salivating over the prospect of buying your home. And that's the reason why when you list your home with Vinny, after you both agree on asking price and the time frame in which you want to sell it, then once you sign on the dotted line, it's guaranteed to sell. and it will sell. And there's, you don't have any other worries or concerns. They have all sorts of interesting programs as well, like sell your home, stay in your home for up to 12 months, to the home trade-in program. They've got the home fixer-upper, where they, I don't know if that's the official name of the program, but that's what I call it. That's where they if you don't want to deal with fixing up your home because it needs some work, they'll do it for you. Okay. Yeah. Just ask Vinny. Give him a call, 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515, and tell him I told you to call.
You have spent practically all of your working life getting ready for retirement. You are close to retirement, and one of the most consequential choices will be selecting the right Medicare coverage. If you are interested in learning about the ABCs of Medicare, join RBC Wealth Management and guest speaker Eric Leake with Vanguard on Tuesday, December 3rd. We will discuss how you can avoid the biggest and most common Medicare enrollment mistakes and how you can navigate Medicare Advantage and Medigap choices. To RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. Once again, to RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. Securities offered through RBC Wealth Management. RBC Wealth Management is not affiliated with Vanguard. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets LLC, registered investment advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
One of the criticisms of the Trump cabinet is there are not enough people of color. Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Compost are calling it, it's just shades of different white in the cabinet. So there's one easy way to do that. Make Kash Patel, who is a person of color, the FBI director, or remember Sheriff David Clark.
Yeah, sure. You
know, he might be a good one at the FBI. He'd clean out that rat's nest, that's for sure.
Well, he's nominated, what's the guy's name? Scott Turner.
At HUD?
At HUD, who's African-American. Actually served in the first Trump administration as well. Did a great job.
They're calling this the Mark Cuban cabinet because of the number of strong women that have been nominated to the Trump cabinet.
That's great. 8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. Mark Cuban Whitaker.
Mark Cuban sandwich is more like
it. Cubano, man.
We found the problem on the interloop. We tracked it down. It's a wreck on the interloop as you're going up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard and over towards Perrin Parkway. And we said right there as you come to the top of that hill, the bright sunshine was right there. So the accident was in the center lane. The backup starts there. Tail end of this backup is all the way over towards I-83. So that's a long delay. It's 83 York Road, Delaney Valley Road, Providence Road, and then over through there. So just the reverse of when we get the problems coming across the outer loop, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, probably wouldn't be a bad idea leaving the Towson area, at least the Perrin Parkway, and then come back up and make your move eastbound from there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be sunny and 58 today. And right now, partly cloudy skies. And it is 40 in Ellicott City, 43 in Arnold. So more on the MPRP. What about the alternatives? Did anybody look at the alternatives?
Why are we providing electricity to Virginia? This is Virginia's problem, not our problem.
Well, that's what the governor said. It's got to benefit Marylanders, but if most of the benefit's going to Virginia, then why are we doing it? And why not look at alternatives?
You didn't even look at innovation. You didn't even look at efficiency. You had no concern about land management because grow and build is the goal of utility companies.
Alternatives to the new line have not been considered, as PSEG has a signed contract to build the new line and is uninterested in possible alternatives to the new line, which it has signed a contract to build.
The PSEG is saying that, again, there's too much power required for the existing lines.
We don't own the existing transmission lines, right? They're owned by the utility companies. That it's either BG&E, it's First Energy, Potomac Edison. They would be the companies that would look at the possibility of reconducting those lines.
Well, why not reach out to them? Why not say, just like they do with cell towers, you know,
sure.
People build cell towers and then you rent space on the cell tower,
yeah.
Other companies. Why not try that? And once again, this is Joanne Frederick from Stop NPRP.
I have an email that came in a few hours ago about all the different upgrades that could be made to the existing system in Maryland that would eliminate the need for this project.
Yeah, but they weren't interested in that, were they? By the way, we have a lot of folks asking about the clown car cut. Do we have identity, no. The name of that individual?
Nope, we don't.
Okay.
So, actually, I just pulled up the history, and unfortunately, I pulled it up yesterday, but I can't find it today. So I'll look for it, and if I find it, I'll go ahead and post it on Bruce's Brain.
All righty. Let's take some phone calls here, and we've got Hugh has called back. He was in Caroline County.
Hey, Hugh.
Good morning. Guys, I've been listening to you for a long time. I just couldn't let this go. I was there Saturday at the Republican convention, and we did elect a new first vice chair and a new third vice chair.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We'll stand corrected.
Yeah, it's not same old then. Yeah.
So who's who are the new nominees? Who are the new people?
Richard Osborne, first vice chair from Talbot County, and Richard Collins from Carroll County.
Okay. So there are.
Yeah, really, if you want to know more about the Republican Party, just talk to Nicole. She's the chairperson.
Right.
Nicole Harris.
Yeah. No, we know Nicole. Andy's, their husband's on here all the time. Are these individuals, would you characterize them as, are they Hogan acolytes or are they Trump people? How would you characterize them?
Oh, they're Trump.
They are. Okay.
They are.
Yeah. All right, good. That's good.
Richard, he's going to be really working hard in fundraising. So he was a really good choice for his vice chair.
Okay. Well,
good. Well, there is change of foot then.
We will stand. Kristen, did you want to weigh in?
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope that makes a difference. Unfortunately, the leadership, whether it's changed or not, there's been a lot of things in the last few elections that I haven't liked. Pushing Larry Hogan, who was openly anti-Republican Party, made no sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And taking down Donald Trump and Dan Cox. You know, the last election when there was a new leadership, there was a very strong person trying to run for chair. And because of a technicality, she wasn't even allowed to be on the ballot, so that didn't seem like a true competition for me. So it's going to take a little more than that for me to see that there's real change. And there's been a lot of other things. They've had other people on the state party run for office, but there was a contradiction to their own bylaws where they shouldn't have been running against other candidates. So there's been a lot of things, and there's been a lot of same names for a long time.
Yeah, we just have some fresh air there.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Hugh. I appreciate you bringing clarity to the point that, no, it's not same old, that changes indeed.
Well, that's good. That's a step in the right direction. So, again, I'm happy to stand corrected on that, but you know, now the proof is in the pudding. Now we'll see what actions, if anything, changes in the direction, overall direction, of the Maryland GOP, and what lessons have they learned. So that would be good.
Folks, they were at my house all the time, first for electric, and now I use them for my HVAC as well. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them online at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Cynthia Hughes of the Patriot Freedom Project is up next on the J6ers. Right now, the news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. And these headlines have been brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799, or send a message online to cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. Baltimore County Police are investigating a Saturday night shooting in the 5700 block of Baltimore National Pike. Officers responded to the scene at around 9:45 p.m., found a 31-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition. Anyone with information is asked to please call police. Police in Baltimore arrested a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old on stolen auto charges over the weekend. Police say the boys allegedly stole a car late Saturday night in the 3400 block of Piedmont Avenue. Officers in the Regional Auto Theft Task Force, spotted quickly the vehicle. Foxtrot and County Aviation assisted. Both the suspects tried to bail. Officers tried to take them into custody and were successful. Both suspects taken to Juvenile Justice Center on review, but they were released on monitoring. Police say the 15-year-old has six prior arrests, including a handgun charge and assault. The executive director and founder of Blacks of the Chesapeake has passed away at the age of 71. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley says Vincent Leggett was a tireless advocate for preserving the legacy of black watermen, and his efforts to honor their history and share their stories left an indelible mark on the community and beyond. And the Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office says around 20,000 chickens unfortunately died on Friday of a fire on the Eastern Shore. Officials say the blaze at a commercial chicken house on New Hope Road in Willards caused an estimated $157,000 in damage. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes next.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again. All right, now pick three is 375. Your pick four is 6947. And now traffic over there on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the inner loop a little better now. Looks like the wreck may have cleared right before Pering Parkway. We see the speeds at Pering getting better, and there's a lot more traffic moving eastbound right now. Doesn't mean they've completely cleared the roadway, because we still have the backup from 83 York Road, Delaney Valley Road, and Providence Road. So that's still there. The west side delay is still there coming down from 795 to an earlier accident scene at Security Boulevard. That's a long delay. We just got word of a new wreck, 140 near Knob Hill, right off the ramp at 795. I looked at the traffic south at the Baltimore County line on 140. I don't see any problem there, but it looks like the northbound traffic coming off of 795 is having a problem. There is also construction northbound at Cockeys Mill Road, and that construction is blocking the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Later tonight, we've got a cold front moving through, and that frontal system will bring the rain very late or early Tuesday. Sunshine today will get up to around 58. Rain coming in again very late will fall back to 47. Rain early Tuesday, gradual clearing in 61. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The Ravens and the Chargers tonight, a huge game with playoff implications in the AFC, and multiple storylines in this game. First, the Harbaugh. It is Jim Harbaugh from L.A. saying he's been in touch with his brother.
We've texted each other like we have other weeks, and you know, wished him a good week. He wished me a good week, and that's... And we're focusing on the game.
Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says it's not about him facing his brother.
Two teams squaring off in a really important game, you know, and
That's really what it's going to be about. It's going to be about the guys out there playing the game. It takes a lot of courage to play this game, man. It takes an incredible amount of toughness to play this game.
Then there's the battle of the quarterbacks. Justin Herbert for L.A. on where his team is at this point in the season.
You know, six or seven games, I believe, and to understand that that's roughly a college football season. That's a lot of games, and to be where we want to be, to keep going where we want to go, you know, this is the most important stretch.
And Lamar Jackson facing a bunch of his former teammates tonight, including J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards.
I want to get after it, but I don't have to try to stop those guys, so I'm not worried about it. You know, I'm going to be worried about pump punts on the board. But it's going to be great to see those guys. I just don't want to have a good game against us.
Game time is 8:15 tonight from SoFi Stadium. It'll be on ABC and ESPN. Meanwhile, Baltimore, a three-point favorite, will most likely do it tonight without the services of inside linebacker Roquan Smith. A hamstring injury, hasn't practiced all week, listed as questionable. Last night in the NFL, it was a career night for Saquon Barkley.
6 yards shy of a career high for rushing yards, and he's got it, and he's got more, and he's gonna go all the way. What a night, what a season, what a player.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC, not one, but two 70-yard touchdown runs for Barkley. 255 rushing yards, 300 from scrimmage. Eagles beat the Rams. They come to Baltimore next Sunday. This one is for Bruce. Tennessee Titans quarterback Will Levis is passionate about football, mayonnaise, and presumably smelling good while not competing on the gridiron. You throw all that together, mix in some capitalism, and you get Will Levis number 8, perfumed and mayonnaise. Is that what you were looking for?
So this guy apparently began to express a huge fondness for mayonnaise when he was in college.
Okay.
And he's managed to turn that huge fondness into quite a little marketing gimmick.
Well, good for him.
So I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a college football player right now.
NIL.
Yeah, right. Go ahead and figure out something you really, you know, you can tolerate, but love it to death, man, because when you get to the pros, you can market it just like Levis's eau de cologne.
I just wish you could play football. Maryland yeah. Basketball pulled one out yesterday.
There goes Dixon, pushes off for space.
Seventy-six, seventy-five was the final. That one courtesy of ESPN. Here's Maryland head coach Kevin Willard on the difference after the game.
I think these guys get used to the physicality. And I thought they came out, were more physical, played more physical, created turnovers.
A couple of baseball notes for you. Congratulations to the B, Al Bunbury, who was inducted into the Maryland State Athletic Hall of Fame last Thursday night. And Rico Carty, one of the first groundbreaking Latino stars in Major League Baseball, passed away yesterday at the age of 85. Carty won the 1970 National League batting title when he hit a Major League best 366. But perhaps to later generations, he was best known as the inspiration for the character Pedro Serrano, better known as Joe Boo in the great baseball movie Major League. And yes, Major League 1 was much better than Major League 2. Time now is 8:38 when we return on this date in Ravens history.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
I wouldn't call the history between the Chargers and the Ravens a rivalry because they just don't play each other enough,
yeah.
But it is home to one of the greatest plays in Ravens history. The Ravens couldn't have won the Super Bowl in 2013 without this play 12 years ago today.
Shotgun formation for Flacco. 1:59 to go. This is your ball game for Baltimore. Flacco in the pocket. Dump off. Rice has some room, but can he really get to that first down line? Rice stays on his feet. Oh, Ray Rice! Incredible!
4th-and-29 in
wow.
San Diego. Ray Rice
yeah.
gets the first down. Ravens go to the Super Bowl 4, 5, 6 weeks later.
Yeah. All right, great.
Thank
Gary,
you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Cynthia Hughes, founder and director, Patriot Freedom Project, mother of four who turned personal adversity into national action. She founded the Patriot Freedom Project to support J6 defendants and their families. Cynthia, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Sean and Bruce. Thank you for having me back.
It is our pleasure. So recently there was a meeting with President Trump and families, J6 defendants' families. And what can you tell us about that meeting? What promise did President-elect Trump make?
Well, just you know, to be full transparent, it's been a few months since, you know, President mm-hmm. Trump has met right. with any of the families. Because, as you know, he's been quite busy campaigning sure. and winning a historic election. You know, President Trump has made multiple references over the course of this past year, year and a half, you know, that he will consider pardon, you know, on a case-by-case basis. There's a lot of chatter out here. Some nefarious, you know, actors, you know, pushing the narrative for, you know, blanket pardons and for everybody to be pardoned. And I don't really agree with that. I don't know if the president, if that's his position. But I think we have to wait and see what kind of statement that he's going to make. I believe the president is the president who keeps his promises. And I know that he will not, you know, abandon these people. We have over 260 people that remain behind bars, this moment. And we have people that are, you know, already been tried and convicted and sentenced and are facing, you know, entry into prison. And I think that has to be, you know, the highest priority if we're going to be talking about, you know, pardons or commutation.
Cynthia, of the individuals who are there still in prison, have they all been charged with something?
Everybody's been charged. Anybody that is in prison has already been, you know, charged.
So what's the delay then in getting them in front of a judge?
They've been in front of a judge. The people that are in prison right now as we speak are people that have already gone to either a trial, whether it was by a jury or a bench trial in front of the judge, or they have taken a plea deal. Anybody that's in prison right now has already been in front of a judge and has already had their case adjudicated.
So they're serving their term now.
So now they're serving their term. Now that's where the question lies.
Got it.
You know, there are people that did some bad things that day, to be very truthful. There
sure,
are some
sure.
people that went there and were very violent.
And that's why the case-by-case statement was made by his incoming press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, last week. But did the president, at a private meeting with the children of these J6 defendants, say that your lives are going to be great?
Yes. He absolutely told, you know, in front of me, in front of, you know, one of our board members, Attorney Ed Martin, who's located there in D.C., and multiple families, you know, and he's on video. And, you know, there's a public video where he has said, you know, that this is before he won the election. His focus has been, as we know, making America great again, but also making, you know, peace for a lot of these people who have been caught up in a, you know, a very weaponized, you know, government. And he has made that very clear to them that, you know, he will work, you know, as hard as he can to rectify whatever he can. And what is the correct way and make people's lives better again. And he's told these children, you know, that he loves them, that he cares about them. He's told them that they're good boys and girls. They have to do good in school. I mean, he's so stellar.
Right.
I can't say it enough. He's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. He's a very, very generous man with his heart, with his time. You know, he's magnificent. Yeah. I just could go on and on right now.
I know. We got about 15 seconds left. How can our listeners help? Is there a website? How can they contribute? How can they help these J6 families?
Yes. So we have our yearly J6 Christmas and holiday cause. And we take in gift cards. We take in, you know, donations. And we take in Christmas stockings with unwrapped Christmas gifts in them. And we send them out to the families and to the children. A lot of these families are still struggling.
Right. You know, is there a website? I'm sorry to interrupt, but running short on time.
PatriotFreedomProject.com. PatriotFreedomProject.com.
Cynthia, thanks for
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Cynthia Hughes of the Patriot Freedom Project.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long once again. Chuck Whitaker.
Now we're looking at 795 northbound. If you're coming up from Franklin Boulevard, first off, there's construction. Been there every day now for the last week or so in the right lane coming up to Franklin Boulevard, Cockeys Mill Road. So that's normally a little bit of a slowdown. There's a wreck, though, at the end of the ramp as you merge onto 140 northbound. And apparently the wreck is out of camera range, but supposed to be near the area at Knob Hill as you're coming off the interstate and then north on 140, so be prepared for that. A little better, but still slow. Inner loop at Paring. The wreck was on the shoulder. We still have delays from Towson over through there. The west side is still slow, where we had problems earlier between 795 and Security Boulevard. That doesn't get any better till you clear the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us sunny, 58 today, and maybe some rain tonight, and 47 before things clear up tomorrow. And right now it is 42, mostly cloudy, in the Middle River, and it is 42 in Glen Burnie. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A 10-year-old in Wisconsin called 911 for an assist with his math homework. And they actually helped him.
That's good.
He was having trouble with decimals. The 911 dispatcher tracked down a deputy who's good at math and sent him on his way. Here is the dispatcher, Kim Krause, talking about this adorable call.
He said, you know, ma'am, I know I'm not supposed to call 911 for this, but I really could use some help with my homework. I asked, well, what can I help you with? And he's like, it's math. And I'm like, oh, I've been out of school for over 40 years. So I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can help you with this, but we'll find somebody.
Yeah, just FYI, you know, you don't encourage anybody calling 911 if it's not an emergency. But number two, the officer who did respond took himself out of service.
Good.
So he could help. So he wasn't, people weren't expecting him to respond to other calls.
Yeah.
But a little good to community.
That's the point.
Community PR.
Yeah.
As well.
A decimal point.
Matt Gaetz, he told Charlie Kirk on Friday about his future plans.
Yeah, I'm still going to be in the fight, but it's going to be from a new perch. I do not intend to join the 119th Congress. There are a number of fantastic Floridians who've stepped up to run for my seat, people who have inspired with their heroism, with their public service. And I'm actually excited to see Northwest Florida go to new heights and have great representation. Charlie, I've been in an elected office for 14 years. I first got elected to the state house when I was 26 years old, and I'm 42 now. And I've got some other goals in life that I'm eager to pursue with my wife and my family. And so I'm going to be fighting for President Trump. I'm going to be doing whatever he asks of me, as I always have. But I think that 8 years is probably enough time in the United States Congress.
That means not just the House, but the Senate as well. So it looks like he's out completely of Congress. A lot of people are saying special counsel should Pam Bondi need one for whatever reason.
Because he's a hell of an interrogator.
But this, yes, he is. He's a very good attorney. But this is the clip of the morning, I think. Geraldo. You know, he and Bongino have gone after each other over the years on television. Well, Geraldo just won't let it go.
I can't imagine anyone who I feel more fiercely combative with than Dan Bongino. If he were to walk into a bar and I was having a beer, we probably square off.
Yeah, that'd be funny to watch. Geraldo, what? Is he in his 80s yet?
He's 81.
Yeah, okay.
And he's pretty small. If you've never met Geraldo before, Bongino's 6 foot, 200 pounds, 49 years of age. This might be the big Netflix undercard.
Yes.
Or maybe the title fight.
Yes.
How long do you think that would last, Bongino
if they're serious about it?
Versus Geraldo Rivera.
Unless Bongino's going to carry him in less than a round.
That is just too funny.
Size, weight, age.
Yeah. All Geraldo has is his, his spunk.
Yes, he's got spunk.
And that usually, of course, he's what, had a broken nose in the past. He's had chairs thrown at him. He's had all sorts of problems. He is, he's a legend in his own mind.
Always remember that line from the old Mary Tyler Moore show. He's got spunk, and I hate spunk.
It's 8:50, 10 before the hour, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor. Go talk to your broker. Ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about your investments because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party has chosen to be a petulant little brat, cross its arms, put its chin down, and go, yeah. And that's how I know they will be out of power for a very long time. Like a petulant child will not look in the mirror and go, I'm a petulant child. This is not the kind of person that I need to be better and to get along with others. That's what a petulant child does.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I want just that soundbite of Rob saying, I'm a petulant child.
Yeah.
I just want that one soundbite.
Marty has added some interesting color to this. He says, Geraldo was a Golden Gloves champion.
Yeah.
Boxer.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe
those skills never go away.
Just not as quick as he once was.
He's going to play the Black Knight. Come back here, you. I'm not done with you yet. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Got to be a fan of Monty Python to get that, I guess. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. On the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, once again, Chuck Whitaker.
But Geraldo looked like Cauliflower McPug.
Yeah.
Yes.
Looks like he's taking a few of those punches.
That's how his nose got flat.
Yeah.
And then he left broadcasting and his ass got flat. So there we go.
Uh-oh. Geraldo's going to fight you. He's going to square off against
Chuck
right now.
That's right.
Not a problem.
Who is this guy, Whitaker?
Yeah.
Not a problem. I outweigh him. Okay, yes, it is.
I'm not going to say a thing. You
know. Okay.
Yeah.
The interloop is still slow going through Perry Parkway coming over from Delaney Valley Road and Providence Road. There was a wreck there earlier. The outer loop is still slow, 795 down through Security Boulevard, getting better after Frederick Road. 795 top end, there was a wreck going out towards Knob Hill. You're familiar with that, 795 and 140. So it's on 140 right after the ramp. Construction is blocking the right side of 795 northbound. There's still some late backing. It's not bad. Not out of control, but slow. Southbound 95 and 895 going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather channel forecast, sunny today, 58. Tonight, maybe some rain, 47 before it gradually clears up tomorrow. Right now, it is 46 and cloudy in Stevensville, 42 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick live coming up next after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, great. Fine. How was your weekend?
Toasty here?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's nice and warm in here. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
3 hours of hot air will do that.
Yeah.
Two of us spewing at the same time.
So, of course, we're going to talk about Congressman Matt Gaetz. This is probably the last day that we're really going to talk about it, but that's because his leaving makes the majority so difficult for the GOP. We'll be at about 219 seats where you have the Dems at 213, and I think this might lead some rhinos to some grandstanding and trying to make some deals, I think, with some of the votes, because I think it's a few weeks, about 12 weeks exactly, before we'll fill that seat on April 1st is their general election there in February for the special election, or in Florida, excuse me.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
Well,
to
they
see
were talking about done. they could conceivably hold the special election before then, but they'd have to really, you know, accelerate things in Florida.
Yeah. Well, the primary is what, at the end of January?
Is it that they have to have
a January 28th?
They have to have a primary
for the special. Yeah.
Is that right in Florida? Yeah. Is that the law?
And, well, that's what Governor Ron DeSantis decided. Now, is it the law? I don't know.
Okay.
But I think January 28th and then April 1st would be the general. So that would leave a lot of time in between for people to grandstand
right.
on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Well, the action is going to be on the, fortunately, the action mostly is going to be on the Senate side initially because of the cabinet. So I don't think you can face major legislation getting to the House. And it'll have to be reviewed. Well, so there'll be inconveniences.
There'll be a legislative package in the first 100 days. They're going to come out of the gate swinging. And right. so there is a lot of these rhinos. You got to be very careful.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Governor Wes Moore and his cryptic message about NPRP. I went over it and over and over it. I even took to X to politely ask, can somebody clarify where Governor Wes Moore stands on this transmission line?
Oh. Putting people first.
Stands with the people.
That's what he said.
He
He's going to put people first.
Stands with the
Meanwhile,
people.
Meanwhile, the message is clear that
especially
is not about...
if they happen to be named Jay-Z.
Yeah. But I want to talk about this because, of course, there's so many people that listen to the station that are so upset about it. But he was not clear at all on what he decided to do. He says, I'm working with other governors. But he never said, you know what, we want them to go back to the drawing board, come up with something different. And then, of course, you had Senator Chris West that came forward and said that they're all alternatives, but they didn't look at them. So what is going on? And who's really behind this? And I would love to know who's getting kickbacks here, because obviously there's some money going somewhere.
Well, let's not forget that the PSEG made a contribution for him, I think, to the DNC, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
about $10,000.
That's what I heard. I wasn't sure if it was confirmed, but yeah. So we'll talk about that. And then, of course, more violence in Towson. This isn't getting any better anytime soon. We'd love to see who ends up taking Johnny O's seat as Baldwin County Executive.
Yeah, we'll learn that in the coming days. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Coming up
right after the 9 o'clock news, let's take a call here from Bill in Owings Mills.
Morning, Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
And the same to you, sir.
All right, thank you. Two things very quickly. One, I'm going to reverse what I wanted to say. I'll put the second point in front and then my final point. The first one is that this foul trash mouth that sounded like they did on your clown card.
Yes.
And there's too many people out there like that using the F-bomb and what have you. They need to be held accountable for their actions. And one possible solution is a visit to some of your dentists for a dental repair bill for using that kind of language. And secondly, there are many alternatives like going underground, and I'm just not very hopeful about I'd like to be cautiously optimistic about Westmore, but I doubt it. And I think that, like you say, underground and what have you, it needs to happen.
I think that you make very good points there, Bill. Thanks so much for the call. But we are hearing rumblings of a lockdown Larry gubernatorial reprisal in 2026.
Really?
The look on your face.
I'm sure they'll respond to my request by then, folks.
Hello, this is Mike Lee Friedman. Wanted me to share with you that serious accidents unfortunately do result in serious injuries, and you need serious legal representation. There's no doubt about that. And the best in Maryland. In fact, top 10 over the last decade or so, every year, they get in one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. And the reason for that is because they put your recovery first and foremost. That's the priority at the law firm of Michael A. Friedman. So, you know, a lot of folks, you know, worry about having to deal with the insurance companies and finding doctors or medical costs. But all that is taken completely away from you. You don't have to concern anything about getting better because they do everything, and I mean everything, at the law firm of Michael A. Freeman. It's one of the reasons why they're recognized each and every year. Now, of course, they have this website, maflaw.com. It's informative. It's helpful. And you can go right there and learn a lot about your insurance and about what to do if you're involved in an accident. So check it out today, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. That's going to do it for us. Kim is up next. And we're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.